It worked, fellas. All right.
Demand mindset. Yeah. Gotta get with this. Why are you waiting? Get your mouthpiece right so you can be cool and smooth with the ladies. Hey. Know what to say in every situation. Blow their mind, they speechless. All this, you can achieve it. Got to believe it. What you need is the man mindset. Hey. Know how to talk and them girls flocking. Let's level up and let's get it popping. Man mindset is the best option. Hey. Woo.
All right. All right, we're here. Wait, let me switch that over. Ah, where you at, girl? All right, there we go. Well, here we go, man. Oh, let's see this people here. Whew. All right, what's up, all my dogs out there? What's up, all my man mindset dogs out there? Have a good show for y'all. First of all, I just give y'all a shout out, man. Give y'all some love, man. Hope y'all having a good day today. I welcome all y'all to the show. This is a show that is different from all the other shows out there. Everything we do is in-house, and we teach in-house game. I want to say thank you. AP, thanks, Pac. Appreciate the super chat. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much. I want to give a shout-out to everybody. Hope everything is good with all you guys out there, man. Wait, my mic sounds weird. Wait a second. Hold on. Wait. 2 seconds. Now that's better. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, let's start over. I apologize. Hopefully the mic sounds better right now. But thank you for letting me know, Mr. Jackson, how you guys doing. Hopefully this is much better. I want to welcome you all to the show. I am your host, the Dean Classes in Session. As I said before, this is a show for men out there that want to learn game, and I welcome you all to the show. The one thing about this show is that we make sure that we give you guys information to help you grow. Everything you hear right now is 100% authentic, comes from in-house, so don't worry about if you hear from somebody else, you know where you got it. I ask all the guys that are listening, if you're brand new, well, if you've already been here, I want to say shout out and thank you for the 383 on that day. Until that record gets broken, we'll keep giving those guys a shout out on that day. But also I want to do is I want to take a moment just to say welcome to anybody who is new to the show or seeing this. This is going to be a different kind of show because we are going to push an envelope that goes beyond your thinking. So I ask all you guys out there, if you are joining, go ahead and hit the like button, hit the subscribe button and all that other stuff. We appreciate all the love that you give us. Also, gentlemen, as we always do, unlike nobody, we are the only ones to do it. So at the top of the hour, we're going to hit your creed. We always hit our man mindset creed at the top of the hour, first hour. And gentlemen, if we do hit 150 likes, we will take a moment to reflect and say thank you to everybody in the chat room for the love, okay? Shout out to all my guys out there, all my chat room dogs out there, and the ladies. Ladies, how you doing? Shout out to the ladies. You know who you are. What's up, girl? What's up? Also, I want to say to you guys out there, I ask if you looking to be a student, and it's the first time, again, nobody talks to you about this, but guys, take a moment, drive in your car, go to a dollar store, go to Walmart, go to Target, go to any store that can get a 100-piece puzzle set. All we want you to do is get a 100-piece because the mindset is what we're trying to connect with. And then drive that thing home, go ahead and dump the puzzle pieces on your table. Rip up the box, throw the box away, and let us continue to grow as men where you begin to do the one thing that you're not doing, and that is communicating with yourself. Also, guys, I ask all you guys out there that are listening, please go ahead and get your crayons out. If you have a question, just put a cue in there. If you're talking to a woman and she's throwing you off, just put a W. Or if you guys are getting it, if you have a text message right now from a woman and you don't know what to do, go ahead and put a T there. We will help you live on air. It's one thing we do. But also, guys, if we have to ask for a little more content for what you're asking as far as a text message, we ask that you also give us that if we ask you that question. So with that being said, let's get into the show, everybody. The lines are open. If you want to call in, 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056 is the number. The lines are open, gentlemen. And we're going to break down games. So if you got a question, just make sure I'll put a cue in there. I got y'all covered and all this other stuff. If I'm going too fast for you, please, gentlemen, slow it down. Just ask questions. I don't mind slowing it down for you if you need more clarification on the stuff that I am talking about and discussing with you guys out here. Okay, so I just wanted to make that clear to all you guys, and I will remember to hit the cue. If you got a question, I would definitely answer any of your questions that you have. So our mind is our mindset. Such a tricky thing. So tricky because so many of you guys out there are looking to push the pendulum of what you know, and most of you guys want to learn game. But yet your mind is not helping you. Matter of fact, if you think about it, it's doing everything it can to hold you back from your true potential and create limitations in yourself where you feel like you can't do anything. And those limitations that you get, gentlemen, are limitations that are technically your beliefs that you have for yourself. Things that you fantasize about doing one day versus what you want to do today versus what you might want to do tomorrow are all tied into who you actually are as a man. But for every thought and reason why you want to come up with ways to grow and things to do, your mind also has the ability or will give you millions of reasons why you can't do anything, okay? And what that thing is stopping you from your growth as a man. It's stopping you from growing the way you should grow as a man, okay? And it is very important. Let me ask this question right here. Opinion on smoking weed as a young man. Well, Jay, I'm not here to tell you if you should smoke weed or not. This is not for me to parent anybody, but I've never taken drugs or anything like that because what I learned at a young age was to get high off of my own supply, basically getting high off of myself. But I say to you, young man, taking drugs is not a good thing if you're looking to have a career. Because what they do sometimes is they don't even make you pee in a cup anymore. They can tell you give you a hair sample because that gets all into you. So I hope that you have your career together before you do that. But if all you're doing is smoking weed, you're just going to be a fucked up loser of society. And I'm not saying smoking weed makes you a loser, but if you're a young man about to start your career, companies do not want people on drugs. But as a young man, as much as you put into smoking that weed, I hope you put in the same amount of energy and effort into getting your life together. As I said before, as soon as those hats go up in the air and come back down, you are on your way to your end game. You're on your way to your retirement, so to speak. And you have got to build towards that retirement. So it is up to you what you want to do, but I'm not here to judge you if you smoke weed. Go ahead and smoke and do whatever you want. But I'm just telling you, as a man, I get high off of my own supply. I create my own weed of me, my fentanyl of me, my cocaine, my rock, and all this other stuff. So I just want to let you know that. And no, Ian, I didn't say it makes you a loser. No, I mean, hey, look, some places weed is legal in some places. So it doesn't make you a loser or anything. I'm just saying that some jobs may not want you to have that on if they're doing bad, especially ones that can set your career on. So do what you want to do, but think more about your life. Think more about your career, and those recreational activities is something that you can do a little bit later, okay? It's just to let you know that. But guys, if you got any other questions, go ahead and ask, and we got you. Dave, I'm sorry, I missed your question. Let me just scroll all the way up, make sure I got all the questions. All right, so I'm sorry, Dave, I missed your question. What do you do when you're dancing in a club and a girl starts to get close to you while her boyfriend's in the bathroom? Well, this is pretty weird. How do you know her boyfriend's in the bathroom? If there's something wrong with this. How do you know her boyfriend's in the bathroom? There's something wrong with the question that you're asking me. Because if a girl starts to get closer to you, how do you know her? How do you know the woman? And how do you know she has a boyfriend? And how do you know he's in the bathroom if you're not staring at her like a weird guy? So something is pretty odd about your question. Guys, I just want to let y'all know we ain't dumb as fuck over here, man. So make sure when you ask your questions, make sure that you read over your questions and make right statements. Because a problem I'm seeing right here is that you're saying something like the girl's dancing with you, but how do you know he went to the bathroom? How do you know he's in the bathroom? The only way you can know this is to watch him walk away and stare. So something's actually wrong here. So please don't be weird. Don't be creepy and stop staring at women like you're a weirdo, okay? Please don't do that. I'm here to answer questions, but y'all gotta understand motherfuckers with game can see all through the stuff that y'all are doing. I don't think you were dancing. I think you were just staring at the woman trying to find a way to talk to her. And when her so-called person left, you watched him all the way to the bathroom and you still stared at her and you didn't do anything. I mean, let's just be honest. You didn't do anything. So we're not stupid over here, but I hope you don't sit and think that we are. That's a great mistake because we know game over here, okay? So as I was saying, and continue, guys, I got a question. Feel free to ask. But as I was saying before, the limitations that you guys have, there's so many things that y'all do to actually limit yourself on growing as a man. There's so many of you that want to grow. But again, what happens when the mind stops? What happens when the mind gets to your edge? And what's beautiful about what we're going to talk about today is not only once you can learn to go past your edge, gentlemen, what do you think you're going to be able to do to a woman who has the same edge that you have that's tied into emotions and insecurity? All your edges that you guys have, if you think about your edges are tied into insecurities, okay? All right, you're tied into your failures, you're tied into your anxieties, you're tied into all these things that's happening to you. And the reason why you can't really get out of that is because you're in the feminine versus the masculine. And that's what's important about the game. We want to make sure that every way we look at, we begin to go forward beyond what we can do. See, right now for you guys out there, your mind makes you think you can't. But I'm sure there was a time in your life where you thought you couldn't read, you thought you couldn't do alphabets, you thought you couldn't even understand numbers, but you pushed yourself beyond. Matter of fact, even if you look at conception, when you got here, you were always either on your stomach or on your back until you pushed yourself beyond the limit of being on your stomach by pushing your hands up and finding strength in your hands and then finding the strength in your legs to be able to move or what you call crawl. But even though that was a limitation at the beginning, there was a part of you that said, I can go beyond that because I want to start pulling myself up. You see what I'm saying? Pulling myself up from the edge or the table or what have you. And, you know, because of your limitations, you were falling on your ass and you were falling down and you were you know, it cried a little bit and all that other stuff, but you still got up. You still pushed yourself beyond your limitations to lift yourself up and hold on to a piece of furniture, even though you couldn't walk. And at that moment, you set a new limitation that this is as far as I can go, is standing up and just holding on to something. And then you push beyond that limitation of you saying, you know what, I'm going to try to take a, I'm going to let go of that limitation, and I'm going to try to take one step forward, in which you fell down and it probably hurt, but you still got up and kept trying it until you got your balance, okay? Until you got your balance. And once you got your balance and everything, you then begin to, you was able to walk. You was able to walk. And then after you were able to walk, gentlemen, and got your balance, you begin to run. So I'm showing you guys how the limitation starts, but you've always pushed beyond those things as a young man. You've always pushed even with your bicycle. As far as, you know, you probably start with a little, we had a big wheel, but you started with a little toy, and then from the toy went probably to a tricycle. The tricycle went to a bike with training wheels on there, and then the bike went when you took the training wheels off, because you learned balance, and okay? You learned balance. And as you learned balance, you were able to not only ride the bike, but then go beyond that limitation for a lot of you guys and jump off curves and jump off and make wheelies, and was able to balance yourself. Davy Jones, I'm going to go ahead and put you in time out for a second, because we already answered the question. You ask it again, we're going to kick you out. But as I was saying before, you were riding your bike, and that limitation of riding your bike was what you thought was the limitation, until you then started to ride it with one hand. Then you learn how to ride it with no hands. And then you learn how to pop tires and pop wheelies and stuff like that. So you've always been in limitations all your life. You've always said, the mind has always said, this is as far as we can go. But as I'm showing you guys, that you have pushed beyond that thing, okay? All right. No, I don't know about East Paradise. That might be done. Don't worry about that. If it's not there, don't worry. It's gone. So anyway, so getting back to what I was saying, even though after you begin to ride your bike, there was a time you got in this metal vehicle called a car. Okay. It was in the car, and you looked at the buttons. Some of you got in the car and just played on the steering wheel and things like that. All the buttons looked complicated. It was a limitation. But as you push forward, you were able to master that, and you can drive a car. So everything is doing that, okay? Everything out there is pushing you forward, okay? And that's what we want to do, okay? And we want to make sure that while we're talking about limitations, we want to make sure that you guys out there understand that even though right now you are limiting yourself on game, it's not that you cannot learn game. And that's what the discussion that we have today is, what we're going to be going over and what we're going to talk about. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the lines are open. We're here to chop it up and to show you the freedom that a man has when he goes beyond his limitations. All you guys should always look beyond limitations, and all you guys should feel like it's there, but is it actually there? I mean, is it really there to slow you down? Because so many times your mindset will tell you, that you're not good at something, okay? Sometimes your mind will tell you that it's selfish of you to make everything about you. Your mind would tell you is that if you walk up and talk to that woman over there, the world is going to judge you, and you'll tell yourself, I'm not good at something. Again, you'll keep knocking yourself down versus pick yourself up, okay? And, hey, let me say something, Champion Legends. I'm going to say this one last time. Please shut the fuck up. If you're in here, I will block. I'll just keep blocking. I don't give a fuck. But I'm going to ask you kindly, because there are people here that want to learn. And if you're disrupting this place, take your bitch ass on. I'm telling you right now, because I'm here to teach these young men something. So this is your last warning. Either shut your fucking ass up and leave or get blocked and keep coming in, and I'll keep blocking. I don't give a fuck. For every 5 or 10 minutes it takes you to make a new name, it only takes me a split second to kick your fucking ass out. So do you understand that? I apologize, classroom, but I hate motherfuckers that come in. We know who you are, so please, I'm just being nice. Please, shut the fuck up. Sorry, guys. All right, we're back. So as I was saying to you guys out there, as listen to the show, lines are open if you want to call in, you can. But the negative thinking is going to hold you back from achieving everything because you're not necessarily identifying what it is you need to learn for excuse me, what it is you need to learn for yourself. And that's what's stopping you, and that's what's holding you back. See, most of you excuse me, most of you guys think that you there's a limitation to you actually putting your bid in with a woman, or there's a limitation to actually doing whatever you want to do as a man. But what I'm saying to you is that your mind can only go as far as it sees it can go. But what if you are the one that is limitless and that can then push the mind further? The mind must have trust. There must be a trust between you and your thoughts to be able to push forward. And the problem is there's a lack of trust amongst you, how you think, how you move. There's a lack of trust there. There's a lack of, I don't believe in myself. And I want to make sure that you believe in yourself when you're doing exactly what I'm showing you. It's a beautiful thing. But how many of you guys are actually taking the time right now to look at what is wrong with you versus what is right with you? How many of you are taking the time to do that? Because the mind, your mind is only going to go as far as you or it thinks you can handle. And for a lot of you guys out there, you may step beyond or look close to that edge. But I won't take that edge, because what if I take that edge and she turns me down? What if I go beyond that edge and she turns me down? Everybody's going to laugh at me. What if I take that step and my friends will ridicule me? What will happen if I take that step and everybody's going to judge me for maybe being a ladies' man? But a man doesn't have time to think about what the world is going to do to him. When the world is always and constantly moving, and that's why I say to you guys out there, why it's very important, gentlemen, as you move and as you grow and as you learn game and define what you are to yourself, you must go beyond that edge of what you think you can't do. Because I know it feels very scary, and sometimes it feels very intimidating, but is it actually intimidating? How can you know what is if you don't go towards that to see what it is? Think about what I say. A lot of y'all guys conjure up things without even looking at it to see if it's really true. And this is why the when you guys who have your beards, it's hard to stay focused on what you need to do because you're so busy and you used to worship women so much that in your mind you're saying, if I don't say the right thing, then I'm going to lose her. But how can you lose something you never had? And that's the trick the mind is playing on you that is stopping you from your potential. Your mind is doing that. Nobody else is doing that. But how many of you out there are actually talking to yourself, just taking that time or that moment to connect with yourself? How many of you guys are actually doing that? How many of you guys are actually taking a moment to not let the mind stop you, but to allow the mind to stop you? Listen to what I'm saying. I want you guys to allow the mind to stop you. Listen, I know it's... Listen. I'm going to say it again because I'm going to break it down. I want your mind to limit you. Because when the mind limits you, you then can start relying on yourself versus the mind. Wait, I'm going to back it up. Let me show y'all something. See, all your life, the mind has been leading you to your doom or your prison, your mental chains. And all you've been doing is trying to negotiate with your mind all your life, and it just leads you to your mind saying, this is good. This is as good as it's going to get. This is as good as you're going to get. I mean, look in the mirror. You're so old. You're so ugly. You're so short. You're not attractive. You're so broke. You're so poor. You're so all these things. And the mind, as I said before, I see you, 714. We see you. We'll just say hi to you. We see you in there. We just say hi to you, 714. Won't let you on. We'll say hi. Appreciate it. You can hang up now. What I'm saying is that the mind, what the mind does is that it's sitting there waiting for you to negotiate with it by sitting around and saying to the mind or trying to negotiate a terms with your mind to say, please allow me to go beyond you. But let the mind, this is why I'm telling you, let the mind set the limitation. Let it set the limitation. Because that's okay. Because if you actually think about it, the mind will always set its limitation on itself, meaning that that's what he thinks of himself. He limits his own self. But also in limiting his own self, he wants to limit you as well, crab in the bucket mentality. If I can't grow, you can't grow. If I can't get past this point, you're not going to get past this point. So this is why I tell you guys, what if we allow it to happen? So many guys out there think about something. You have been trying everything you can to force something that doesn't believe in itself to go beyond itself. Thus, it's causing a confusion in your mind because you're actually thinking that I need it to go first. Then I can follow it where it goes, and that's all you've been doing, and that's why you're having the limitation. Because you come to a show like this, your mind doesn't like me. Your mind doesn't want me to tell you the secrets of how I'm defeated. Your mind thinks I'm the enemy. So what the mind will do to get you off the information, it'll get you to think about things that have nothing to do with you. Because it doesn't want you to go beyond it. Because once you go beyond it, then it has to follow your instruction. Right now, you are following the instruction of what you think. But what you are thinking or the instructions you're following has the limitation of saying, this is as far as you go. You're not going to be able to get the woman. You're not going to be able to get that job. You're not going to be able to please your parents. You're not going to be able to please your friends. You're not going to get that woman. You're not going to be able to please that woman. You got to be this way and that way and this way. Think about it. Don't believe me. Just think about what I'm saying to you. Think about what your mind is saying to you right now. That has always been saying that. But then it begs the question, gentlemen, why am I still here? And I don't mean here as in here, but why are you still in theater number one? Why are you still the prisoner and the warden of your thoughts? Why is it I can't go beyond my thought? Because you're waiting for somebody, your mind, to go where you needed to go so it can tell you how to move versus you go beyond the mind. You go beyond the thinking. You push forward when the mind says it can't go. You move on when the mind says that you can't do it. You listen, the mind is I always give you the example. Well, no one gives you that, but again, you can get a light switch. You can get a pen right now. You can grab anything you want and then tell yourself, I can't lift it. Just grab, if you have a pen right now, just put the pen down and tell yourself you can't pick up the pen and then pick the pen up. See what that happens? See, actually tell yourself you can't do it and you actually do the thing you say you couldn't do, then who's actually in control? If that doesn't open you up to see that all this time you have been controlled by, okay? Controlled by. Okay? Think about what I'm saying. Think about what I am saying to you guys. What would you say separates the mind from you? Me. That's the answer. I separate myself from myself because that part of me cannot go where I need to go as a man. Thus, I must leave it behind. But by leaving it behind, it will then begin to follow. Gentlemen, it works every day and you don't understand it because you're doing it all the time and you'll see how your mind is helping you. When you go beyond the mind works for you, okay? Think about it. How many times have we lost our keys? How many times have we misplaced our remote or even our telephone? And we're forgetful. We just, it's like we just can't think of where we left that item last. But who helps us in the process? Well, let's do process elimination. Remember, you walked in, you're a little drunk and all that other shit. You walked over to the air. Do you understand how y'all go back and retrace? Now, listen, I never said go back into the past. You go back and retrace your steps to a point where you remember or kind of have an idea where that last thing is, the wallet, the keys, or the phone was, and you go find it. How many times when you get in your car and you say to yourself, shit, I got to get to work, but then the mind says, well, shit. Well, instead of making a right and a left, maybe you got to go left, right, right, and go this way because the traffic's a little bit that way, and we might have to go around, but we can get to work on time. The mind right there is working for you because at that point, you have gone beyond the actual thinking. Because if your mind was in control of you right now, you would not be able to turn on a light switch or open a door or grab your keys or turn a TV set on. You wouldn't be able to hold a grocery bag. You wouldn't be able to do anything. But what you have done is you have gone beyond the thinking of your minds, of your limitation mind. The mind is about limitations. Your mind will always be about limitations, but it is okay for it to be about limitations because you are not your mind. You are not those thoughts that you have right now that are holding you back. But in the same retrospect, you're playing a game with somebody that knows you better than yourself. So in retrospect, what your mind will do to you is it will say, I know you're feeling bad. Let's go watch a motivational video. I know you're not feeling good. Let's go get a big bowl of ice cream and let's cry our feelings out, or let's be sad and let's be upset. Let's just hang out and you can talk to me about your feelings and you can tell me things. I promise it'll be our secret. But yet, when you begin to talk your mind and not to your mind, it's a whole different ball game. Just like you are with women. See, you talk at the mind like you talk at women. And this is why both of those are limiting thoughts, because when you are talking at the mind is giving you a conversation or a mouthpiece of limitations that make you talk at the woman. Because all of you guys are full of adventures. You're full of stories. You're full of things that has happened in your life that you can actually talk about. Talk to the woman. But one cannot talk to a woman or to someone when one is still talking at its mind, talking at it versus talking to it. Two totally different things, gentlemen, of thought. Because when you are talking to it, you are leading yourself. But when you're talking at it, you're waiting for it to truly push you and truly try to expand what you are to yourself. You are always going to limit yourself when you have a mindset that is based off limitations, but it is a trust that you have with the mind that is stopping you from growing what you are. But here's the scary thing. Who wants to stand up to the bully? Especially when y'all were young. Sometimes you might have got bullied in high school or junior high or elementary, or maybe your brothers bullied you or your friends got, someone was bullying you around and you just tried to avoid the bully. Like you didn't want to fight the bully, tried to avoid the bully, and it frustrated you. And those things right there, that's what can lead to suicidal thoughts, because you feel like there's no end result. There's nothing I can do. I will be tormented, bullied, and punished, and I don't want to live this life anymore. That's what the mind can do. But see, when you are talking to the mind, you're saying to that motherfucker that I'm not only calling your ass out, I'm telling you what the fuck I am and what I am to me. Because whatever you tell me, you're allowed to tell me I'm short. You're allowed to tell me I'm not. Wait, hold on. Let me give a shout out to my dog, man. Much love to my brother from another mother, man. Miles Cunningham. Let me see if I get it right, Miles. Y'all do that shit better than me, dog. Let me see. There you go. Shout out to my boy Miles Cunningham in the house. Shout out to brother from another mother. Great show earlier today, Miles. Miles is breaking, guys, I got to go back and listen to Lucario Miles. Miles is breaking down clothes. I popped in there. Miles is breaking down the motherfucking shoes, how he was dressing his clothes, how he was sitting. He even broke down the wind underneath the table thing to break all that down. So, yeah, check out Miles. Miles is a bad motherfucker. Much love, Miles. But what I'm saying to you guys is that when you begin to talk to your mind and not at your mind, you're saying that you're allowed to think what you want. You're allowed to tell me that I'm short. You're allowed to tell me I got a small dick. You're allowed to tell me that I have no money, no car. You're allowed to tell me that she's going to reject me, that I'm not going to win with it. You need to tell him it's okay. You're allowed to tell me all that shit, but I don't have to fucking believe you. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say, but I'm still moving forward. Because what you say is actually none of my damn business. It's none of my business what you say. You're allowed to say what you want to say. Because you and I are joined at the hip. You're like my shadow. But you're allowed to say, look at her, she's pretty, you'll never get her. And I'm still going to go over there and talk to the motherfucker. But the more you start talking to the mind, the more the mind will work for you and it will become your best friend. And it will become your greatest cheering section. It will have its pom-poms and it will begin to tell you because, see, we got to talk about the trust. But let me read this question real quick. And I'm explaining how the mind can become your greatest cheerleader, okay? So we just want to talk about that. But let me answer that question, okay? Question is there a way I could make, is there a Mac on a different Asian woman when I'm already in person with my main chick? All right, look, man, can you please, I don't like you guys that lie like y'all doing shit. You ain't got no fucking woman. So please stop acting like you have a woman, okay? Please stop that shit. Please don't send me no stupid-ass fucking emails like that again. I'm going to kick your ass out. Ask me no stupid-ass shit like that. You ain't no fucking Mac, you bitch. Fuck you talking about. Anyway, let me continue. I'm sorry for the holding y'all up, man. I hate these motherfuckers that come in and always talk about shit they don't know. Shout out my motherfucking dog, Alfie Kingdom. Hey, MC, there you go. Much love to you, Alfie Kingdom, man. Shout out to you, Alfie Kingdom. Much love, man. Sean, I'll get your question in a second. Let me explain how your mind can help you out and win the battle of everything. As I told you before, there is no trust between you and the mind. And that's why you're following the mind that is setting limitations because there is no trust. Once there was trust, but that trust is broken. And this is why the mind, like a sore, sour-ass woman, is trying to fuck you over. When you were going towards that egg and going towards conception, you were actually one with yourself. But then there was a point in your life where you gave up on yourself. You gave up on your mind. You gave up on all these things. So why would the mind want to work for you when you have shunned it, when you have said, fuck you, I don't need you? Because there was one time when, remember, when you were on your stomach, it was your mind that told you, start pushing up on your hands. It was your mind that told you to start crawling. Your mind that said, I got you. Let's figure out how the way we can climb up on shit. Ouch, that hurt, but don't worry. Let's just keep going. Let's keep going. Your mind was doing that, but somewhere along the way, you cut that motherfucker off. You broke up a great relationship. And because you broke that relationship off, you set the limitation. And once you set that limitation, your mind said, okay, this is where we stop. And this is as far as you can go. Because if you don't love me like I loved you, I'm not going to help your fucking ass. Let me get to Sean's question real quick. If your mind or someone says something bad about you to your face, is it still your business when they're putting your business? Is it still not your business even though they're putting their business in your face? Sean, I don't understand the question. I don't understand the question. Because if someone's saying something bad in your face, and these are the same people that's putting business in your face, then you're the fucking problem. You're the fucking problem. Because if someone's disrespecting you and then you sitting there letting them tell you shit, then you're rewarding bad behavior. So you're the fucking problem. But if your mind says something bad in your face, I don't even understand why. Sean, I'm lost. I don't understand this. I don't get it. I don't get it. But I will keep going. See, for some of you guys out here, you want to be great at something, but you know you can't be good at it because all you do is when you talk to yourself, you talk at yourself as well. What can I say about myself? I don't know how to talk to that woman. I don't even know what to say to that woman. But isn't that the lie? Isn't that actually the lie? Well, it's a little true that you can't say nothing to her, but who the fuck said you can't learn how to say something to her? But who wants to scribe their thoughts? Who wants to write their thoughts down? Who wants to market their thoughts and create a law in which how you move as a man? Who wants to do that? You guys don't want to do that, so this is why you are doing exactly where you're at. All you're doing is just sitting around doing nothing all day, and then when it comes time to do some shit, you ain't trying to be about that shit. And then you wonder why shit doesn't work for you. It doesn't work for you when you are not working towards moving forward. Your mind is sitting there as far as it can take, as far as it can take you. Like I told you, you know, I love watching Lord of the Rings. And as I was telling you, like Lord of the Rings, I told you, man, Sam Gamgee, you know, they was walking out the Shire. And you remember Sam stopped. Frodo kept walking. He turned around. Sam was wrong. Sam said, man, after this step, this is the furthest I've ever gone from the Shire, man. I've never gone this far before. But what did he do? He took that second step. He took that next step. And as he was taking those steps, he started to realize that there's more out in the world or the mind than where you're at right now. Because right now you are confined by, like I was saying, I'm not going to go into the pigs, but you are confined by the third pig. You are actually building a wall around you. Why? And this is why you can't move and this is why you can't grow. Because you're actually self-sabotaging yourself by building walls around you to prevent you from moving. If it's not a wall, it's a mental chain that you're enslaved to your thoughts and your mind. If you look at the world today, what do you see? There's a lot of young men out there that are enslaved or chained to their thoughts because they believe what the news says, or they believe that if something happens to one guy that, you know, it's my fault or it's going to happen to me. Okay. And that's what we're saying to y'all guys. Okay. And this is why we say to you guys out there that want to learn game, is this is why it's very important to move as men to be able to not only challenge yourself, but to be able to call out. As a man, we call out imperfection. As a man, we call out weakness because we don't want that shit around us. And you're allowed to call out the mindset, the mind. You're allowed to call them out and let them know this is enough. This is as far as I fucking go. But for a lot of you guys, sometimes you live off of this, I need an example. Because if I can see the example, then maybe I can do it based off the example. But what if that example is somebody else's example versus you creating your own example to be able to reflect on? We're too busy reflecting on another man's examples and not reflecting on ourselves, gentlemen. And this is what's holding us back. This is what's holding us back. Because we're sitting around trying to reflect off another man. I don't know what you mean, what your spot is. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What do you mean your spot? And please don't tell me a place where you... Oh, boy. I hope you ain't asked me that stupid-ass question. But see, here's the thing that I say to all you guys out here is that do you have to look for another man's example if you are the example? Meaning if you look at your own experiences and look at the times where you overcame the challenges and the times you were defeated by the challenges, and be able to make the necessary adjustment to stop looking at when you won versus when you lost, but be able to take those two things and put them together and just be you and move how you move and what happens if it's a win or if it's a loss. Well, really, we learn, but that we go beyond that, okay? We move beyond that, okay? And that's the beautiful thing that we're talking about today. We want to make sure that for all you guys out there, guys, you got a question, I'll call in. You post a question, we got you covered. But we're talking about how to get past things. See, I love to become a habit and an addiction to a woman because I always taste and sample my own drug. Me. I created, so why can't I taste me? I'm high off me all day. But I have a habit of just going after what I want. I've always made it a habit. But most of you have made habits to limit yourself. But as I said before, even though you have these habits of not doing things, sitting on your ass and not growing, it still doesn't mean you can't create a brand new movie theater in your mind. Error code 279, what's your question? How can I help you, sir?
Hello? Hello, I'm on the show. You can hear me?
How can I help you, sir?
Hello, one second.
Yeah. All right, well, call me back. Get this stuff together. Call me back. I'm not sitting here waiting for you. Call me back when you're ready to talk. Anyway, guys, as I was saying before, you guys limit yourself. And as you limit yourself, it's time for you guys to grow. But one cannot grow when one doesn't know why he should grow himself or move himself. The mind is going to always try to stop you. The mind is always going to give you reasons why you can't do something. And until you wake up from that, you're not going to grow from that. You're always going to mess up. But it's okay to mess up. Who says you have to be perfect around somebody as long as you're perfect to yourself? I don't need to be perfect around a woman because a woman doesn't make me perfect. But what I do, because I work on me so much, is that I've got to be on point with everything that I do. As long as I'm on point with everything I do, I win. That's the beauty of the game, is being on point, knowing what you're doing, knowing why you're doing it, and actually doing it and feeling good about it. That's the beautiful thing about the game. But a lot of people don't want you to know that about the game, okay? Because at the end of the day is that you have got to really look at what you're thinking and really make the changes. I mean, is it all that bad to have a positive thought versus a negative one? The only difference is how you shift your thinking. She turned me down, I'm a loser. Versus she turned me down, it's not my loss. I mean, it's a beautiful shift when you can make that shift, because how you talk to yourself is everything in this game. Okay? How you see game is a beauty in it. There's beauty in everything that you are. But what I am saying is that, do you want to grow? The thought that you have, the question I'm asking you, how are you burying that thought so the roots can stay rooted in your core versus something above ground that can be easily yanked out? Rooted in your thoughts where I want to grow, but I want to make sure that my thoughts get enough sunlight, rain, and make sure that it's in the perfect place so it can grow. But the growth, the rain, is you raining on yourself with words of encouragement, words of passion and desire. That's what's going to help growing what it is you have on the surface, okay? But it's so hard. It's like the most difficult thing you do is make the change. But at the end of the day, you can actually make the change by, you know what? Why don't you knock on that door? Why? Go revisit it. The only way you're going to see things in a positive light is by looking at things in a positive light. You don't look at yourself that way. What do you see yourself in the next hour doing? What do you see yourself in the next few hours doing? What are the things that I'm going to do to help me grow as a man? And as I grow as a man, those that get around me will see that before I do. But I don't want you guys to sit around and manifest or visualize shit. I want you to do shit. That's what's beautiful about this, just doing it, not caring. I mean, I've got to get that competitive spirit back to where you want to win. Huh. Oof. Derek, this might not be the place for you, brother. This might not be the place for you. Yeah, I guess you're new here. So because you're new here, I guess we'll give you the courtesy of asking you kindly one time, don't ever bring up bitch words like metal. Don't say goofy ass shit like this that you posted. This is not the place for it. It's a man's space, okay? So I ask you to kindly refrain from that shit. Guys, in one more minute, we'll do the creed and we'll continue with the show. Guys, you have the number if y'all want to call in. Let me bring in 561. I guess 561 will roll us right into the creed. 561, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
How you doing, boss? So my question is basically, I was in training in the past in my life. And, like, basically, I fell off. I fell off and seeing things. I got fired from my job and basically just, like, lost my apartment. So now I'm, like, homeless or whatever. And every day, like, I just go through, like people, like disrespecting me, spitting in my face, like, on the psychological level, though, you know, and telling me, you know, like, no, or I'm gay or whatever, you feel me? It's because, like, I feel like but in my past, you know, I was trying to learn game. I was trying to get on it, but I didn't like take the whole foot forward to like buying the coaches and really getting into it. It's because my life was going down in drains, you know what I'm saying? And it already really just took a downward spiral. So I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I think I need to learn a little bit more game. But every time I walk out and I do something, I try to make some money or something, you know what I mean? I get like a lot of disrespect around the world. You feel me? It's just like in the little area I'm in, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really know what to do no more, you feel me? Be honest.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Why don't you get your lazy fucking ass into the army?
In the army? Why do you say the army?
Well, you're the one that's supposed to be homeless. I'm giving you a solution because I don't want to hear this stupid ass shit you're saying. So I just solved it. So why don't you get your ass up and go in there and get in the military?
Okay. I mean, okay, but like I have other dreams. Like I want to be. I want to be in music.
Fuck your dreams. Get your lazy ass in the army.
All right.
All right, hanging up on you now. Fuck off my phone. Anyway, guys, let's go ahead and get to this creed. All guys, all my dogs out there, welcome all you guys out there. What we like to do to y'all, for y'all guys out there that no one does, is we always like to take a break in the show at the top of the hour to just take a moment to reflect on who we are as men, to love ourselves, to talk to ourselves. This is why I always say, let's go into the dojo in your mind, gentlemen, to take a moment just to say some encouraging words to appreciate who you are. Because the only way you're going to flip the mindset of what you are versus what you could be is by how you talk to yourself, gentlemen, okay? I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I do not fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself. I will not change for anyone, and I will not judge myself, and I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job today. And if you do, that's who I am today, excuse me. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me, gentlemen, tomorrow. So remember that, guys. Taking a moment. Guys, I want to call in. We're back. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Gentlemen, class is in session. Let's get it.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to the manmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to the manmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we're back, gentlemen. Guys, I got a question. Call in. The lines are open. We get our 150. We'll shout everybody out. Hope everybody's doing good. We're here today to talk about you guys and what happens when you stop at your edge and believe that you can't go beyond that edge. How do we, what are the steps that we must take to get beyond the edge, to get beyond that edge of thought that our mind is telling us? I mean, that motherfucker's got some nerve telling you guys that you're not good enough. What the fuck is that about? Your mind's sitting over here telling you guys that you're not worthy enough of being with a beautiful woman, and you're not worthy enough to find a sexy woman and all this other stuff it tells you, okay? All right? So that's the beautiful thing about game, man. That's the beautiful thing about learning game and learning who you are, because that's how it helps you grow as a man, okay? You got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep going beyond and having a plan. You have to know what it is you want, why it is you want it. But even if it's something that you want, no one's saying don't go for what you want. But you got to sometimes push your dreams to the side to be a responsible motherfucker and start living and paying your bills. It's a stepping stone. That's just how it is. But once you can do that and train your mind. See, we don't train our minds. We have stopped doing that. Because we're so fucking worried about making this thing called a mistake. The man mindset, your mindset, the way you think like a king demands you be king. Don't play, don't act, be king. And the demand that your mind should have for you and you alone is that you as a man must evolve and adapt a brand new attitude towards making a mistake. Now, is it actually a mistake if you believe in doing it? Or is it a mistake because the woman says no? Is it a mistake because you upset mom? Is it a mistake that your dad is upset with you, your grandfather, your grandmother, somebody is judging you off of what you're doing? Is it actually a mistake, gentlemen? Is it actually a mistake? No. Guys, Never live your life for somebody else. I don't live my life for somebody else. I live my life for me. And you are allowed to accompany. You're allowed to get a tour guide of my life. But you have no right to tell me how to live my life, tell me what I should do with my life, or try to make my life into what you feel life should be. Fuck you very much. Thank you, please. But sometimes that's going to make you the bad guy. Sometimes it's going to make you the person that everyone, oh, man, you're just mean and all this other stuff. So busy worried about ridicule and judgment that you are allowing other people to dictate how you move. The outside, it's always the outside pressure for a lot of you guys. But see, then that's what makes you run and hide because the pressure's too great. The pressure's too overwhelming. I can't handle the pressure. I can't handle the rejections. I can't handle not being able to get the beautiful woman that I want to get and things like that. But what if you realize no one gives a fuck about you? And if people don't give a fuck about you, do you actually think they're judging you? A woman will recognize you more for taking the risk versus run away. Even if, okay, remember that time I was in Orlando? I was in Orlando. I was at a club. And there was this chick. She was a fucking 1 out of 10. She was probably like a 20. She was cold as fuck. She was so cold with her look and her body that no one would even talk to her. She was so cold, like when she walked, it was like some Moses type shit. Like everybody just move out of her way and nobody would talk to her. Nobody would say anything to her. And all I did was speak to her, made her laugh a little bit, made her smile, and she followed me around like a puppy dog because later on she told me in bed that all her life this has been her norm, the norm of intimidating guys. Friday night she was always home alone because everybody thought that she either had a man or they thought that they had no way of getting her. So she's all alone. She was quite lonely. She was quite miserable. And she thought if she went to a club and put herself in a position, maybe people would look at her. But again, some women have what is called intimidating looks to a lot of guys. And it's not that they're intimidated. It's just how they look, okay? It's just how they look. And the thing is that I just spoke to, it was no different from when I was in Germany, when I was in Baumholder, Germany. And I saw that woman. You remember I told you that the woman that smashed, she kind of looked like old girl from Weird Science with a body. Kelly LeBrock, like the 80s, not the new one. But she kind of looked like Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science movie. She kind of looked like that with a body. But nobody would talk to her. Nobody would say anything to her. But she would have a bunch of guys. But everybody thought they just couldn't get her. She was unattainable. But again, I saw her in Frankfurt at a club. I went to with a friend, and we took the subway, and we with a whatever. How the fuck, I don't know. We got to fucking Frankfurt. That's all a blank. We got to Frankfurt, went to this club, and she was there. And we smashed in the car, and then we went back to her place, man. The whole week it was a great thing. Hold on, let me see something. You said you have a email. Let me check it real quick. I didn't get it. You want to send me? Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead and send me a screenshot. I'll be happy to answer that question. Absolutely. I'll be happy to answer the question. Any of y'all got a question or comment, please, gentlemen, put a queue in there. The lines are open for you guys. If y'all have any questions, there are no dumb questions. But what I'm saying to you guys is that women love guys that love taking the risk. Because is it actually a risk for you to talk to a woman? Nah. The risk is in what do you do once you begin talking to her, which again, that's all up to you. That's it, it always comes down to you and how you communicate you to you, to be able to communicate you to her. That's why I always say the first line of communication is not with the woman. The first line of communication is with oneself. But for some of you guys out there, y'all sit around and worry about the worst thing that can happen. She's going to turn me down and I'm going to look like, it's like you actually think that if you walk over and talk to her, the world's going to stop and just watch you. Just watch your every move. And that's the problem. The important thing to do is allow, like I said before, allow your mind to build the edge. Don't fight him from building the edge, because he's going to always win, because he's stronger than you right now. Because that's why you listen to what he's saying to you. Okay? And the beautiful thing about what I'm showing you is that allow the mind to build you the edge, and you just step right over that motherfucker and keep on moving. But you have got, that's got to be a belief in oneself, that I move my comfort zone. I expand my comfort zone. I am not my mind, and I am not what a woman tells me. I will say it again. I am not my mind, and I am not what a woman tells me. I am what I am to myself. But can't we shut down that voice before it even opens his mouth? And if you, and here's a beautiful thing. If you can't shut him down, just let him talk. Let him run his fucking mouth. That's what he's doing right now, is just running his mouth, telling you you can't do some shit. But is it actually true? Again, pick your pen up and tell yourself you can't do it. And you see how the spell is broken. Tell yourself you can't pick up the pen that you're writing. If you're taking notes, put the pen down. Tell yourself you can't pick up the pen, and pick the fucking pen up and see how you can break your brain, dog. The only way you're going to shift your thinking is by really shifting your thinking, by challenging yourself to do things you say you cannot do. I can't get her, then go talk to her and see if you can get her. And even if you can't get her, are you actually a loser? No. You're a loser when you say, I can't get that woman, and you sit and be like, man, she pretty, ooh, and just let her walk the fuck off. This is how we free our minds, by identifying thought processes, calling out things, recognizing when you're holding yourself back. I keep telling you, the day you're going to change is when you realize that you can buy the tickets. You can choose the movie times, and you can choose where you sit, and you get to pick the theater you want to go to. You can do all that even if Theater One is in your life. It will always be there, because that's something you created. You can't just knock it down and bulldoze it down and leave it alone. It's always going to be there, guys. I'm sorry to give you the bearer of bad news. I know a lot of y'all guys want to hear, like, you know, you're going to blow it up and it'll never show its ugly face again. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying to you is that your mind is your mind, okay? That's all it is. It's allowed to say what it wants and what it can't and what it can do. But who's setting the limiting belief? Who's setting the belief on themselves? Who's setting it? The mind ain't setting it. You're setting it. Can a mistake end up being the best decision you ever made? Can it? I get turned down. Everybody gets turned down by women. Nobody's going to be 100 out of 100. Listen, there are women out there that don't find Brad Pitt attractive. There are women out there that don't find Denzel Washington attractive. Doesn't mean that they're not attractive people to themselves. I'm just saying everybody has, a woman is allowed to like what she likes, and if it's not you, then what business is of yours if she turns you down? I want y'all to think about that. Learning from your day. Just taking a little bit of time and appreciating time, which you don't have. We don't have time. Time does not fuck with us. We don't have time. But we can make time for ourselves. We can. But look at the language that you guys use. Can't, won't, there's no way. I mean, the languages that you use also is why you are what you are. Because you don't speak the language of your last name that should be glory, victory, conquer, destroy, selfish, all that good shit. Y'all don't use that stuff. I always tell you guys, these are the things that you have got to be able to really win for yourself. You must become independent of his thoughts. His thoughts are not your thoughts. They're his thoughts. His job is to keep you exactly where you're at. That's why his thoughts slow you down and stop you, because you actually believe that those thoughts are actually true. And they're not true. They're not true. But y'all like women. Y'all want women so bad. Y'all want relationships so bad. The sad thing is, you want relationships so bad, but you don't even have a relationship with yourself. There's no love, dedication, discipline, passion. There's none of that stuff for yourself. You don't even talk to yourself in a mirror and say, fuck, you're so bad. God, I mean, Jesus. Oh, man. I love talking to myself. I love talking to myself. All right, let me see what you got here. What are you sending me? What is she saying? I got a problem with you already. Why are you double texting this woman? Let me see what you're saying. You say, look what her name is. Honestly, I don't know about what you had going on or why we ain't speak. You don't have to explain nothing to me because I've been perfectly fine. Dude, what? You know, I don't drink, but y'all gonna make me drink, dog. I gotta post this shit. Let me show y'all what the fuck I'm looking at. Y'all see why the fuck y'all lose? Yeah. Dude. I'm letting you know, this is some creepy shit you're saying. This is creepy. We'll post it. I'm going to show y'all guys. I know y'all don't believe me. I want y'all to see this shit. I appreciate you asking, brother, but this is some creepy ass shit, dog. This is pretty weird. There's something not right with you. When you're the only one talking, nobody's replying to you, and you're, man, dude, what, dude, let me show y'all motherfuckers this shit. Well, I'm going to show you what I mean. We're about to go over this shit. Hold on. Let me set it up. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all have the number? 563-999-3056. Y'all got the number. If y'all have a question, go ahead. No, dog, I got you. I'm going to show you where you fucking up with this shit. Jesus, fuck. And then, guys, this is the only message on here. Let me see if I can. Jesus Christ, man. Fuck me. I got to show y'all this shit. This is terrible, dude. This is bad, but I appreciate you asking. So I will help you. But I'm just letting you know this is why y'all lose, man. This is some weird, weird shit, bro. This is, there's something not right with what you're saying, but we'll pull it up. Because it's, but here's the worst part. This is the only message. The bitch ain't even say nothing to you. And look what you, dude, let me blow this shit up. This is the only thing he's got on the paper. Hold on, what's that mean? Why would you even talk to someone that, I can't, we're going to read this. I'm about to send it to myself. Jesus Christ. I can't believe you wrote somebody this message, brother. Let me show y'all this shit. All right, guys, I'm about to show y'all this shit. Hold on a second. Sorry, that's not it. Hold on. Let me grab this joint and put it up, post it so we can look at it together, dog, because this is fucking sad. This is fucking. All right, let's go over this shit. We're going to go over this shit, okay, B-Dog? I appreciate you asking me, but I can't make this shit up. I'm going to show you why. Wait a second. Time out. Stop asking to be shit to be explained to you. Get on your... Hold on. Oh, wait, hold on, B. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. S-Dog, listen to me. I know you're new to the channel. Listen to me. Just follow the instructions and stop asking questions. That's y'all's problem. Just follow the instructions. Go get your puzzle pieces, 100 piece, dump them, throw them away. Nah, Brit's got to be a male. I think it's a male. I don't know. Here we go. Let's look at this shit. Nah, it's a guy. This is a fucking guy. Nah, this ain't no female. Hit my phone when you want this dick. Brit, you're not a fucking female. This is a... Wait a second. Is this a guy saying this to you? Are you saying this? Wait, before we take this down, hold on, let's stop. Let's back up here. Britt, are you a female or a male? What are you? Is this a message from the guy? Is this a message from a guy? Right, that's what I'm trying to understand. Did you say that to him or he said that to you? Yeah, success. I'm confused too. That's what we're asking. So, this is a woman. This is a woman from a woman. So, a woman, wait. Time out. No, wait. We're talking, Britt. Who wrote that? Was that you or the, who wrote that? Britt, we're asking a question. Did you write that or did someone send that to you? Did you write that or did someone send that to you? That's what we got to figure out. Did you write that or did someone send that to you? Because you're saying you're sending me something, but did you write this or did someone write this to you? Britt's not going to call in, but I need to know because I'm trying to read this shit. I'm confused here. So, Britt, is this something you wrote? Just let me know. Did you write this or did someone write this to you? I'm waiting for Britt to answer the question. Hold on. She answered the question. Wait, I got to see. What is AII? What is that? What is AII? All right, Britt. Listen, only for me to help you, I'm just asking you, is... That's what I'm trying to... Wait, I'm not saying, I'm just asking, did she send this or did someone send it to her? Because it's on the right-hand side. It looks like you sent that to somebody. And if you sent that to somebody, that's a guy that said that. I'm just trying to ask, Britt, Did you send it or did you receive it? That's all I'm asking you, man. I'm trying to help you. Thanks, Kay. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you. Oh, my God. Can you just answer the question, Britt, please? Did you write it or did someone else? Because there's two. Let me see this, Britt. Hold on. 929, can I help you?
I wrote it, Steve. This is Brittany.
Okay, Britt, you wrote it, okay? So you wrote this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wrote this to a woman, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Britt, hold on a second, Britt. Okay, so stay on the line. Let's go over this, okay? Now that's what I need to know. Okay. So
right.
This is what you're right. Okay, you're saying, look, honestly, I don't know about what you had going on. Or why we ain't
no,
speak.
I don't care. No, I don't know.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, honestly, I don't care. I don't. I'm IDC. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right, look. I don't care about what you had going on, or why we ain't speak. You don't have to explain. You don't explain anything. Anything to me or nothing to me because I've been perfectly fine. All right. But this is what I understand, B.
Uh-huh.
If you're saying that, then why are you saying hit my phone when you want this dick and want a good time? Wait, okay, before we get into this, what happened with this person? Is this someone you know, someone you're trying to get at? What's the story about this?
This is somebody that I've been with before multiple times. Like, we did stuff together. We've been talking.
Okay,
she
ain't your girl or anything. Okay,
yeah.
But then you like double text and said, spare me the rest of the book. Okay. But I don't, did the woman, there's no text back from the woman.
No. This is only my response to what she said before, Steve. I ain't show you the whole conversation.
Well, I need, okay.
Oh, you need the rest
I need
of the
to
conversation,
see the,
basically?
Yes, that's okay. Listen, I can't help
all
you.
All right, I got you.
Right. And just scratch out her number, please, and her name or whatever, and send it. Because the way you got it set up is just you saying something. I need to see both sides of the pendulum, if that makes sense. So, yeah, go ahead and send me what y'all. Let me see the discussion, and we'll pop that up. And how long have you? Why are you doing this? What broke y'all up? What broke y'all up?
Nothing broke us up. We just stopped texting basically. Stopped talking.
Oh, you just started talking, okay. And all of a sudden,
yeah.
She just stopped?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me know when you send it. Because we're going to definitely got to see where this rabbit hole is going, man.
All right. Give me a minute.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, because I'm like, what the fuck? Let me see here. While we wait, how long did...
I know it's a little confusing. I know it's a little confusing because I'm a girl that, you know what I'm saying? But
No. I'm a lesbian, too, so I get it. I'm with you on that. I'm a lesbian, too.
Oh, her, too,
I'm with. Yeah. I'm a lesbian to the day I die, so we one in the same. So I love fucking women. So 4 or 5, I got you 1 second. How long did it take you to perfect? I haven't perfected anything, actual facts. I won't perfect me until I can't. The day I die is when my perfection is done. But I'm not perfecting me because I know there's a better me tomorrow. So I can't be happy on what I am today. I'm not satisfied enough. I've got a hunger to keep growing myself. So there is no end thing, okay? There's no end game. So to change the end game, you need to challenge it. Absolutely. But not necessarily challenge the end game. But by recognizing that your mindset is or has a limitation, but that limitation is none of your business. Your mind is allowed to hold that limitation, but you must go past that limitation. You can't let the mind dictate your limitations. Your mind is pushing you towards those. You can't let that happen. Hold on, Britt. Let me. I still got you, Britt. I'm just answering these questions until I get the email.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, yeah. So take your time. Let me get to 415 real quick. 415. What's your question, sir? How can we help?
Yeah, Steve. I just wanted to say, I tune into the show. I'm a pretty new caller, and I tune into the show kind of just for stuff. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'll get to you. Go ahead, sir.
I'm in my 40s, and I tune into this show for a lot of self-improvement, and I know you gear your show towards some of the younger guys, and I just say, I just want to say you're doing a good job, and some of these younger guys, it's not too late, you're still young, so you got plenty of time, and a lot of the stuff that Steve is giving you guys is real good stuff,
This is for all men. This is for all men.
Yeah.
Because you could be you.
Yeah.
The guy I was mentoring, he was 50 years old, so he was a beginner. So let me mute you because there's a lot of noise in the background, so I can explain this. But No, it's cool. It's cool. Be safe out there because I hear your window thing. Hold on a second. Give me one second. Let me explain this real quick. So the reason why I say beginning game for you guys out there is because you guys, no matter what your age is, you starting to learn game. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're in the beginning stages of understanding your mindset. So your age doesn't matter. This isn't for young guys. I've got guys that are 55, 60, fucking almost 70 years old that are learning, that are beginners to the game. Not beginners to life, but the game. So becoming a student doesn't have an age on it, 415. I just wanted to say because of the noise. Does that make any sense, 415?
No, I totally agree. I just, it just seems that a lot of younger guys are calling. And so I kind of just got the idea that it was kind of geared towards younger guys. But, go ahead.
No, I'm saying the older guys met. The older guys email me. They really don't talk much. We do more coaches. They don't say much. But they're there, just like the women. Just like the women.
Yeah, and I found that, like I said, I kind of, it's kind of like also geared for dating and game and that type of stuff. And, I kind of take it as more of a self-improvement and understanding myself. And I find that when I take my mind off of women, it seems like they become more attracted to me when I'm working on myself, and I'm, they just start to just flow to me a little more, So I mean, just encourage a lot of the younger guys, and I guess all guys, just work on yourself, and if you're looking to, work on your dating game, working on yourself is the best answer. Things will start to happen for you. That's pretty much all I had.
All right, my brother. Well, thank you very much. And stay safe out there, man. It sounds like it's raining and shit out there, motherfucker. So be safe out there. Let me see, Britt. Did I didn't get anything, Britt? Oh, wait, Britt, you sent it? No, I didn't get it yet.
One second, Steve. I fucked it up. I got you.
Take your time. I'm still answering questions on the thing. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask a question. I got y'all covered in y'all guys. I got questions. We're still chopping it up, okay? I do want to say what we again, a beginner does not your age doesn't make you null and void from beginning. The beginning again. One of my top students, his name was Mike. Again, I got him at I was like 49 or 50, and he was messing with 52-year-old women and 54-year-old women. But he became a student of the game even at that age, and he was a beginner. This is not about time, race, religion, political affiliation. It's a mindset, and once you start, no matter how old you are, is your beginning. And that's why I'm saying for you guys, this is a beginning. But even if for the guys that are have game, it's also a beginning because the evolving that we want y'all to do is going to be new beginnings every day to evolve and learn about oneself versus worry about everybody else and stuff. So let me, hey, 929, go ahead and send it over. I'm waiting on you. Let me grab this other call real quick. Just let me know 1 second. 248, can I help you, sir?
What's going on, Coach? Just wanted to give you give you a shout out on all the things that you guys have been breaking, you know, you and the panel have been breaking down and everything. Question, because I've been listening for a while, well over 10 years or whatever. I got a lot of the products and stuff like that. I am at the point right now where I am tapping into the Elysium fields. You know what I mean when I'm talking about that, right?
Yes.
So me and my girl last night just got finished. We were invited to a party with swingers who know swingers, right? And, like, you know, beautiful people, lots of money, all that kind of stuff, whatever. And, you know, if y'all ain't got, you know, I'm speaking to the guys out there, if y'all ain't got the inner champ, you know, y'all ain't ready for this level. You feel me? So, because me and my girl are working the party, like, you know, separately, right? You know, we're meeting and greeting, you know, talking to a bunch of folks or whatever. So at the end of the night, like, I got, you know, I got kisses from the hostess. And, you know, some of the other women were asking me for my number. And obviously it's going to be a tag team situation between me and my girl with, you know, with these other couples and whatnot. So I was curious if you could break down, like, I called in before, you were telling me, like, you know, if you end up in that situation, always make sure if you're going to bust that nut, bust it with your girl. Were there any, you know, when it comes to, like, the whole couple swap and stuff like that, do you have any rules that you could break down from?
The first rule you got to have is this what she wants? Okay. Are y'all two okay watching or knowing that the other person is going to be with somebody else? Are y'all okay with that? That's the first step. Now,
go ahead.
No, so I'm asking you, are we looking at you and another guy tag teaming her? Or is it two guys? Is it two guys and a girl, or is it two girls and a guy? Or what are we looking at?
I mean, we've done that before, but now, I mean, you know, just she and I, we've brought a girl in, and she and I, we've brought a dude in. So now it's going to be the whole the couple thing, which she has been like, she's been on that and wanted to get into that for a minute. So now, you know, I just, you know, obviously, you know, being the man in the situation, I want to be able to handle my business and lead her the way I know I need to lead her. And you know, we have extensive discussions about it. So when it comes to, like, you know, knowing what the rules are and stuff and how to proceed and, you know, because you know how it is. Like, once she gets into it, she's going to get lost in the sauce. Do you feel me?
Right. I always say, even, like, as a gigolo, ex-gigolo and shit, the thing about the woman is very important that she feels safe or sexually safe around that person. That's why before y'all get to fucking and swinging and shit, maybe y'all go out and have a few drinks to see, to vibe off each other. Vibe off each other first to make sure. You don't have to worry about your vibe. You guys just worry about her vibe with the other person. Because here's the thing, because if she ain't feeling him doing your thing over here, she going to feel some kind of way because, you know, she wants to experience. So the vibe is not with you. Let her make sure that this is the guy that she wants to be with or vibes with, not be with, but to vibe with.
Mm-hmm.
Once she vibes with that guy, then y'all move to the next step of arranging. But don't just come right over and let's come over and fuck. Because I feel like she's got to get to know the guy. Not get to know the guy, but feel like if there's a vibe with that guy.
Okay. All right.
Because
that's one of the things she was talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every time I was fucking somebody's wife or he was watching me fuck his wife or something like that, it was very important for me to vibe with the woman. You know what I mean? To make her, to make sure that she feels comfortable enough, because the communication she has with her husband was fine. It was just that it was my job to make her feel safe and relaxed and knowing that, you know, I'm not here to try to take over your man's spot. I'm just here to pleasure you. Even if your man is over in the corner watching us, you know what I mean? I'm here to take care of you. But once it's over, it's over. But, it's got to be her first as far as the vibe with another guy. So she's got to make sure that she's cool with him. Because you with the woman, we good. We like shit. I'm going to smash this motherfucking ass. I'm going to vibe her with it so ever. But even with that being said, that's why you got to vibe with her as well, because it's a flip. Think about the flip thing. You want her to feel safe around you as well. Because what, if she doesn't feel the vibe with you and your girl feels the vibe with the man, then she, her and her man going to have that problem. So remember, it's just, it's, it flips now. So your girl has to vibe with the guy. You have to vibe with his wife. Make sure that she is not feeling, is feeling sexually safe with you. Because if she's not vibing with you, y'all ain't going to be doing, where her and her husband and you and your girl, they're going to be doing something, and y'all just going to be sitting on the sideline, and then the old lady going to get mad. So this is not like a thing about pleasing the woman. It's making sure that we connect with the, so you always want to connect with the person you're doing it with. And that's one thing I always love to do. I never ask about things like a lot of women are not used to strawberries, whipped cream, and handcuffs or blindfolds and all that other stuff. So one thing you got to find out is where's her edge? Like we were talking about today, where's the edge for her? And if she's willing to go beyond that edge with me. And it's a vice versa with your girl. She has an edge, but he's got to make her feel comfortable enough not to see. We on a different thing as the way we fuck, the way I teach y'all shit. We on a whole different level. He ain't on. Remember, her man is not on our level. The way we fuck and kiss and eat, they ain't on that level. That's why we're a little bit different. But this is the thing that you got to be careful about. And because I'm saying it, this is why you got to be careful. Remember, she's at the edge or her edge, right? So this is why it's important to see if she's willing to go beyond that edge, because the shit you're going to be doing to her, the five play, fucking 101, dirty talk, kissing 101, you know, master the bedroom, you're going to fuck her world up. So it's very important that this is the fine line you work. You vibe with her. You want to bring her over that edge a little bit, but you don't want to take her over the edge. Bring her over the edge a little bit where she can sell you to her other group of swinger friends. See, I always like to sell myself to the client, right? Because I want her to pass me on like a baseball card to her friends, because that will give me more access to her friends, where her friends have access to a whole brand new set of women, brand new set of orgies and threesomes. So you have different circles, but you don't want her to get hooked on the dick to a point where she's going outside of the man, or maybe she's letting him know. I don't know, but it's very, you ride a fine line, because remember, most women get average dick. Even the swinger couples, average guys doing average things, right? But we're not average, right? Remember, we're aliens and shit, right? We don't kiss average, touch average, eat pussy average, fuck. We're not average. So the problem
Hornets
is
and vultures,
your
baby.
Right, your advance versus her average may hook her, but don't push her over that edge. Just kindly slide her a little bit over, but not push her over. But for your girl, she's got to understand, you know, your girl has got to realize as well through your conversations that she's not going to get the same dick she's getting from you. See what I'm saying? See, this is our advantage that we have over all the women and everybody else, because we're the standard. We're the standard. We set the standard. We're the bar. We set the bar.
Yes, sir.
So she's got to understand that whoever she's with, like the guy she's with, it's going to be subpar. Technically, if your bar is at 10 and she meets this guy, it's going to come down to a 3 or 2. So she's got to expect that he's not going to fuck you the way I fuck you. But on the other hand, she's not going to get dick like she got. Because remember, her man is fucking her at like a 2 or 3. And she thinks it's the best sex, right? But what happens when you go in her ear with that flavor, master the bedroom, kissing 101, making out, fucking 101 back, all these things? You're going to change the dynamics because you're the bar. So wherever that woman is with her man or other men is not the same equivalent of what she's going to be with you, because you're the standard. So you understand, your girl's going to come down while the other woman's going to swing up, because your girl's going to come down because your bar is so high, the expectation is what you've been doing to her. But the guy cannot do what you have been taught to do. So that's the communication with your girl. You got to understand. This is the conversation I have with your girl. You can't judge him for not being. Don't expect him to be me. Because that's why I always say to women, even when they're about to marry another guy, don't expect him to be me. Just expect him to be what he is and enjoy that moment. But on the other hand, you got to understand that his woman is going to get another side of sex that she never had before with me. I'm pleasure, orgasm, because a lot of women that, you know, do these swinger stuff, they like the stuff, but they don't really come. They really don't. They really don't. They're not used to being touched and caressed the way we do them. They're not used to the way we kiss. They're not going to be used to the way we eat pussy. They're not going to be used to the way we fuck. They're not going to be used to the way we talk dirty. Remember, she doesn't know that. So when she learns that, this is where the problem comes in at, because then she's going to question her man like, damn, my man ain't as good as I thought he was. I thought sex was at this edge. But you're going to take her beyond that edge, on one end, but your girl has to realize that this guy is going to bring you down, but you got to understand that he's not me. Don't have the expectation of what I can, because he can't do what I do, right? They can't see you're the ace in this whole thing. You're the king in this whole thing, because what you're doing is you're gonna affect the three around you, and you'll realize it. You're affecting your girl because your girl already has a standard of what sex is. The effect is when she gets with the average guy, the bar is going to drop. That's with her. But then what's going to happen is when you get with this woman, her expectations are so low based off of your bar, it's going to go up. Thus, a domino effect of her looking at her husband and saying, why can't he be like you? You see what I'm saying?
Damn.
The power of sexual confidence and what I teach is that you change up forever. You're going to change the lives of those around you because they've never met us before, especially sexually. And when you get in her ear, here's the problem. Why, my baby, he's never talked to me this way. He's never touched me this way. He's never led me this way. He's never did these things this way. What have I been missing out on? Thus, here comes the problem. Thus, she's going to want to spend more time with you because guess what you're doing? Unwillingly, not trying to do, but you're bringing her to, remember, her core. And once you bring her to that core, and you change the game up. Because remember, every swinger and every couple, the bar is set at average. It's not above average. You're an above-average sexual man by the products that you have. You set the bar with your girl. So she's got to understand the bar is going to drop. Whoever you're getting with, the bar is going to drop because they're not going to do the things that I'm going to do, but enjoy the moment. That's how you got to tell her. You got to tell your girl to enjoy the moment. Just enjoy for what it is.
Okay.
And sometimes, and if you got to fantasize as me or whatever, you got to enjoy that moment. But you do understand that when I get hold of old girl, his woman, that I'm going to raise that bar just like I raised it for you. You remember, before she met you, she didn't know what the fuck she was getting into, right? But you set the bar. You took her from average dick to fucking you're so golden that even I want to watch you fuck another woman type shit. I'm going to find some pussy for you. So you set the bar high. Every woman you're getting with, you're going to set that bar high for them. They, on the other hand, unfortunately, they're going to question their lovers, their husbands, their boyfriend, as in, it's like all her life she's been eating bologna, right? Thinking it's steak, right? Until she gets a steak. You see what I'm saying? She's like, damn, it's the best bologna. Man, I can add cheese to it. Ooh, man, I can add tomatoes and lettuce and bread. Oh, man, it's the best bologna sandwich ever. And then she runs into your fucking ass, and you're like, hey, baby, this is a fucking bone rib. This is a steak. This is a bone-in ribeye. And she was like, whoa.
Prime rib, baby. Prime rib.
Right, prime motherfucking rib versus her baloney sex that she get from the average guy. So that changes the complexity of everything. Because then she's questioning herself at that point of all this time, I thought he was giving me great sex. All this time, he's been giving me average dick. Because you're gonna get her in line and in touch with her core through the shit you're doing. But see, through the core of, and this is important, do not give her 100% of you. You've got to ration that dick off. You cannot fuck, eat pussy, dirty talk, master the bedroom. You've got to water it down. Because anything other than a down is going to make her hooked on you. Where maybe she wants to see more of you, but that's when she's going to start falling in love with you. Because there's going to be a huge emotional connection with somebody that okay, think about your girl for a second. Your girl's bar was low, right? She met you.
Right.
You set the bar with her, and then through the bar, you got her at her core, which became a connection where her loyalty was to you. You see what I'm saying? Loyal, dedicated, will even find pussy for you, right? Because she's there to please you, right? Well, this is the same thing you're going to be doing to that other woman, but you got to be careful how you do that. You got to ration that shit off to her. Don't give her too much, because too much is going to force her to want to be with you or question the other guy or a husband or a man. Does that make any sense?
Oh, for real. I mean, you know, it's like I've got homeboys. Like I tell them all the time, because they get them, you know, they get some of these bitches twisted over them or whatever. Because you can't give them a 5-star experience all the time. You got to figure out how to, you know, break it down to a 1-star, 2-star, 3-star experience, depending on what you're trying to get out of it.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's knowing that, and this is why they pay for our experience, because it's worth its weight in gold. For a woman to reach her core through you, they will pay for that shit. They will pay for that, because what they're paying for is them learning more about themselves beyond them pleasuring themselves. Remember, their pleasure only goes to a certain edge. We can push them over that edge. But here's the problem. You go over that edge, you can't come back. Remember? It's the drug.
Pandora's box.
That's Pandora's box. You can't come back. You can never be what you were before you met me, because I'm showing you a brand new you in which he's never showed you. And the fact he's never showed you that is going to make you want me even more, because you're like this. If you're doing this the first time we meet, what the fuck are you going to do the second time? What the fuck are you going to do the third time or the fourth time? Because the only way I can access me is through you. I can't access me through another man whose bar is so low. But because your bar is so high, that's why your woman is so loyal to the dick, because she knows what comes with the dick. She knows the man that comes with the dick. But she's also knowing that, damn, you know what? I will go look for some pussy for us. I want to watch you fuck a woman. I want to sit on the sideline and just watch you fuck a woman, or watch a woman fuck you and just get turned on. I want to be the nastiest thing I want to be, because I didn't know I could be this way. Because you're not judging me. You're allowing me to do what I want to do, and we could talk about it, and you're letting me be free, but at the same time, she's connected to you, okay?
Absolutely. I feel that. I feel that 100%. Because, you know, especially when we went into, you know, even bringing another dude into it, and obviously this is second level shit, or like, I mean, the upper echelon of shit. Because at the end of the day, like she talked about, I mean, that's how we met. Like she was out there doing her thing, and she would complain about these other dudes that might, you know, they might be, you know, with a big dick McGriff or whatever. And they trying to fuck her to win her. You know what I'm saying? They trying to tap something that you can only tap in between her ears with what they got between their legs, and that ain't how it works. But, you know, I feel what you're saying. So I'm going to have to figure out, like, what's that 1-star, 2-star experience that I can, you know, how I can scale it back.
But here's the problem. This is where you're fucked. you can't scale back her touching you. It's hard to scale back when you know every touch and every word is a touch and a word that she has never felt before. So how can you scale back a touch? Because remember, the average guy is doing average things. Average touching, average talking, average kissing, average, all that, all average. So anything you do is going to, okay, you ever see that movie Ratatouille? You ever see that movie Ratatouille? It's a Walt Disney movie. Okay. It was the food critic. The food critic sat down, and when he ate that, when he had one spoon of that fucking soup or whatever the fuck he ate, it took him back to his childhood, right? It just, like, took him all the way back. That's how powerful it is. What I'm saying is that every woman that you experience, with another man's wife experiences you, you're about to not only set a bar with her, but you're bringing her closer to what she's always been searching for. That women are always looking for it. They're always searching their sexuality to see how far they are to themselves. But remember, they only go to her edge. Like, just like your girl and her, you know, some women like men, okay, because a lot of these motherfuckers don't understand something. A lot of you guys want to fuck a lot of women. Well, a lot of these women want to fuck men. It's the same fucking thing. You know what I mean? But you're dealing with 313, I got you 1 second. Hold on, 313. But you're dealing with somebody that's not. Wait, hold on a second. Call. Let me grab 313 real quick and let's finish this. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. 313, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Yo, what up, Steve? You know, I was just calling to see. I just bought the man a pack and a man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to see how that works. Why is you going to email me the products?
Well, once you read the directions and tell us what you want, we'll send it, okay?
Okay, I told you, I sent it already. I said I wanted the approaching woman 1 and 2 and the rules of the game.
I got to see what you're talking about because okay, email, put your number in because you can't get an approach. That's not a man, you're a you thing. I got to see what you're talking about. So I'll check it out. Give me a second. I'll check it out now. I'll hit you after the show's over with, okay, big dog? Just send me your number, okay? All right, respect, brother, respect. All right, 1,000. Okay, so, Britt, call in real quick, Britt, because the thing's closing down, Britt, or I'll call you, Britt. Don't worry. But let me get back to you, 248, real quick, as we continue. But what I'm saying, 248, is this. This is what I'm saying. If you look at the average woman, and this is why we are the bad motherfuckers that we are, I'm not trying to take you away from your man. It's just that when you're getting with me, you're going to experience something that your man can't give you. So what you're doing, 248, is you're leaving her with a taste or a feeling that she's going to hold. She's always going to have that feeling of what you're doing. So she is going to want to see you again. She's going to talk to you and pass you around to the other women, of course, but remember, you're fentanyl. You're going to spread your virus to her because her bar, the average woman's bar is so low because they've been dealing with so many basic-ass men. And they're thinking to themselves, this is the best it's going to be, so this is the bar. So the bar may be at a 2 or a 1, and that's their idea of great sex. But here you come pie-piping 248. And you're going to five-play, kissing 101, making out, master the bedroom, all that shit to her ass. You're about to change the game for this one. So it's very important to not give her too much of yourself. But on the other hand, you let your girl know that he ain't me. So don't look for the expectation that you're going to get another ribeye, a bone-in ribeye. You might get bologna. But you just can't, you got to prepare yourself for it. Just enjoy the experience, but don't get upset that he's got to be me because he's not. Does that make any sense to you, Bray?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you breaking it down for me. You know, I'm definitely, you know, tapping on the door for Apex Predator type shit. So, I mean, I'll be back for a little bit more.
Oh, no doubt, man. Yeah, do your thing, man. And like I say, just sail to get in the circle. Because if you fuck her right and get in their circle, they are connected. All this stuff is interconnected. They're all interconnected. You get with this couple, they will bring in another couple or push you and your girl towards other orgies, threesomes, and shit like that, dog. It's all interconnected, brother, okay?
Okay, so sell myself to get into the circle.
Yes, yeah, but don't sell yourself on the woman. But you're going to kind of sell your – you're kind of fucked, but it's just how bad are you fucked? You're fucked because you're about to change her perception of what a lover is. But that's in you giving her crumbs of what you know. No matter what you do, you're going to fuck her up. You're heading towards that iceberg. You can't turn away from this. There's nothing that you do. You're already going to fuck her perception up. It's just how bad are you going to fuck it up. That's what I'm saying. Don't give her too much five play. Don't give her too much master of the bed. Don't give her too much. Whatever you give her is going to change your perspective. But how much you give is going to determine what's going to happen afterwards, okay?
All right. That's what's
all right. All right, brother. We'll throw you back in, man. Thanks, brother. All right, respect to you, man.
All right.
All right, Britt, I'll call you. All right, peace. Britt, let me know if I can call you. The lines are down, but Britt, I can call you if you'd like me to. I know you sent me the message, so let's look at it. Britt sent me the message, I think. Hold on a second. All right, so I got that. Hold on a second. All right, Brittany, let me see if this is the message. No, Brittany, I haven't got the message yet. Brittany, are you there? I have not. Brittany, I have to call you. Are you there? I got to call you. But I haven't got the message yet. So, Brittany, I'm waiting on you. I have not got the message yet. But, guys, if you had a question, go ahead and call. Put a question there. We got y'all covered. I'm sorry. Sometimes we get to talking about man shit and sex and fucking and shit. It's something that I got to stress to all the guys out there. That you got to be careful about the kind of lover you're going to be to a woman. And this is even if you're just fucking somebody, if you're just a one night, I'm telling y'all, you just can't give her everything because that's going to set an expectation. So if it sets an expectation, it's kind of, it's going to be kind of weird for you guys out there. So I just wanted to say that, guys. If y'all got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got y'all on that, man. And Britt, I'm waiting on Britt to send me the message. I only got one. Lines down, Britt, but I can call you. But let me know, and we'll continue this real quick. All right, so I guess we got 100. We got 151 likes. I want to say thank you. So let's go ahead, guys. What we always do, as I told you guys before, what we like to do is we like to say thank you to those that like the show, still like, continue to like the show. I want to say thank you to the, let me say thank you to you guys, the 150, if I can find it to say thank you. The fuck is my thank you at? Here's my thank you. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. I want to say thank you to the 150 that liked it. Hey, we got 150 likes. I want to say thank you very much. So, as always, if y'all are just joining us, when we hit 150 likes or 150 likes plus, we just take a moment out the show to say thank you to everybody before we continue this. So right now, what we're doing right now is we're about to take a minute to shout everybody out. No, Britt, I'll call you. Britt, I got your number, Britt. I can call you. I still got your number, Britt, so don't worry. I'll call you. Let me do the shout-out real quick, Britt. Send me the email over. I'll call you, Britt. But let me do this quick shout-out, then I'll call you, Britt, okay? I got your number on my queue right there, so I'll call you, okay? Yeah, Britt, you should have stayed on, man. Yeah, send that over to me. So let me go ahead and find a thank you. So, guys, this is just saying appreciation. We appreciate everybody that likes the show and stuff. So we just want to take a moment to say thank you for you guys out there. Britt, we'll get to you in 1 second. Let me go ahead and pull up. Let's go ahead and pull up and pull out. Pull up and pull out. Let's see here. What do we have here? Let's get to the 150 likes. All right, so here we go. Wait, not yet. Don't shout out where y'all coming from. We gotta do it the right way. Here we go. So come on. So tell me how much you want it. And tell me how much you want me. We can start from the letter A, sure enough, and work our way down to Z. And now I launch my rocket at Venus, and then my tour with you at Mars. It's all about you tonight, lovely lady. You'll be the one in charge. You came to me like a fantasy, for only my eyes to see. For tonight I'll be your rebirth, baby, and you can be my fantasy. Hey, hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that ass over here, allow me to blow your mind. I'm a nasty ass man, let me be your fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Bumper, bumper, stomper, boom. It's time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Tell me where you're watching, is it hot or is it cold? Stand on your shit and tell me your area code. All right, let's get the area codes, man. Here we go from the top to the bottom. We got area. Let's start it. Let me play this shit again. Here we go. I'm sorry. God damn, we got to start this shit again. There we go. Area code. We got 60613 coming to the Bronx. Shout out to you. Shout out to 623 in the house. Shout out to 2329. We got Norway in the motherfucking house. Shout out to you, Norway. Shout out to you to 8, the 313 rolling Detroit, Atlanta. Shout out. My dog's in the DMV. Stand up. That's where I'm from. 678 in the house. Shout out to you, C-Dog. Shout out to Buffalo. Area code 716. Yay. Shout out to the 201. What's up, you dog? Shout out to, oh shit, I'm like, fuck, y'all going so fast. Shout out to Brandon. How you doing in the 540? Chad, shout out to you, my brother, in the 801. CJ, shout out to you in the 504. H-Dog, shout out to you in the 603. Shout out to London in the house, B900. What's good with you, Universal in Milwaukee? Shout out to you. Success of the game, holding it down in the DMV. Justin, how you doing in the 432? Visitor in the 407. Deacon, how you doing in the 414? Iron Works in the 718. Shout out to you, brother. Crypto, how you doing in the 413? Carl Thomas, shout out to you in the 845. M-Dog in the 832. Z-Dog in the 516. Andy motherfucking Mac in the 705. B-Dog holding it down in 323. South Africa is in the house. Scary Perry is in the motherfucking house. We got Prime 21 in the house. We got Dog, got Cyrus rolling it down in the 951. Shout out to SK in the 214, Z-Dog in the 516, holding it down in New York. And we want to say to all you guys that just took a moment in this last minute to say where you're from, we want to say thank you very much. We appreciate you guys, and we just want to say thank you. Shout out 1212 in the 513, a few more, and we got to continue back on to the show. So I just want to say thank you. All right, so there it is, guys. We did that. All right, so thank you, guys. Well, let's get back to the show. As we always do. Let's get back to the show. Let's get back to the show. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. Britt, I'll call you. I need the message, Britt. Let me look at it to see if I got the message. I haven't got the message. Britt, send me the message and I'll call you, okay? Send me the message, okay? I got you. Actual facts, ask the question. What is the significance with buying a 100-piece puzzle and throwing a box away before starting all together? Okay. All right, actual facts. I know you're new, but listen. Either you're going to do it or don't do it. I am not here to tell you the why. I need you to see the why. But if you're questioning what I'm telling you, then don't do it. Don't waste your time. That's all I'm saying. Don't waste your time. If you don't want to do it, don't waste your time. Because we're on some deeper shit over here. So if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But if you're asking to get answers from it, we can't help you with that, okay? You just got to follow what we try to tell you. I'm Britt. I'm going to call you right now, Britt. Hold on a second. Let's see here. Britt, I'm about to call you. Let's see here. Hold on, Britt. Hold on, Britt. lines are down, so I'm going to call you, Britt. Hopefully you answer your phone. It's me, Britt. Okay.
That has not been set up yet.
All right, so Britt, it took me. You got it, Britt. You got to take off your Britt. You got to take off your privacy thing. It won't let me through. But if you can just send me the thing, I can help you out. Just send it over to me, okay? Just send it over to you, okay? Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. The lines are open. We're chopping it out. We're talking about what happens when your mind stops, when your mind gets to its edge. Men move forward. Men move on. And that's what we're talking about, and that's what we're discussing, okay? Any questions y'all got regarding sex, women, anything that we're talking about? The lines are all, you know, we talk about everything here, so don't think that we can't ask. If you got a question, ask. We got y'all covered. So let me see here. Make sure I got all that shit together. All right, so we good. We good. So, Britt, just send me the email if you can. You send it, I got you. So if y'all got any questions, let's continue. We'll do a few more minutes and stuff like that. Chop it up with y'all guys. I welcome all you guys here. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. And if y'all are just joining us, we're talking about what happens when the mind slows you down, when the mind tells you you can't do something, when you feel like you cannot move as a man, and you feel that you are at your edge. How do we train ourselves to go beyond that edge? The only way we can train ourselves is we got to stop talking at ourselves and start talking to ourselves to be able to talk to our mindset, to it versus at it. See, as a man, we talk to ourselves. We talk to women, ourselves, or at women. We don't do that. We talk to ourselves because we're always guiding ourselves. We're always leading ourselves, gentlemen, if that makes any sense to y'all. Guys, I got any questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered. Wait a few more, Britt. I didn't get anything from you. I guess I didn't get the email. But guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. It's the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session. We'll chop it up for another 11 minutes. But, guys, we're here. If you got 11 minutes, ask any questions that you want. For some of you guys, y'all heard me and the other one of the students of mine talk sex. So we I know that was kind of a weird conversation, but, you know, we got to talk about everything here. Can I send a screenshot so you can help me clean up this mess I made? I think it went too sexual too quick. She decided she, yeah, sure, Mike, send it to themanmindset@gmail.com. Yeah, send it to themanmindset@gmail.com. Yeah, send it to themanmindset@gmail.com. Manmindset@gmail.com. Send that over and I will be happy to read it. Well, I mean, well, again, guys, a lot of guys don't know game. So we can't judge them for not knowing game, especially if they're new here. We're here to show you that you don't have to be thirsty to get some pussy in this motherfucker. So we definitely want to chop that up. So go ahead and send that over, Mike. We got about 10 minutes. And any of y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. Have an email you want to send it to Man Mindset. I'll read it. But this is what we have. So, Mike, it's up to you if you want to do it or not. I just gave you the way to do it. So send me an email. Once I get it, I'll let you know. I've not got anything yet. So I'll check every few minutes for you until I stop checking. But I'm not going to keep on checking. So go ahead and shoot it over. I got you. Anybody else have any questions or anything like that, please let us know. But at the end of the day, this is not just a begin. This is not just an end message I want y'all to send, because the war that you're building and gearing towards is a war in which you cannot win right now because you don't believe in yourself or win enough to win, to find all the necessary things to win. And all the tools are just the actions that you do, and it's hard to move into action when our whole life we've been moving in reaction. So it's just something that for you guys to think about. As far as what we're saying, you remember, at the end of the day, your mind believes only what it believes, and it's only going to go as far as it thinks it can go. But once you go beyond that point of where your mind stops and you keep going beyond that point, your mind will then start to shift and start to follow you. Because think about why you've been following your mind. Your mind has been giving you crumbs of successes to a point where you believe in your mind so much where you follow what your mind is thinking. And this is why when your mind stops and says, we can't move any further, that's why you say, well, I can't move any further. But what if your mind follows you? What if you can train your mind how you move and it follows you? The world changes, gentlemen, and that's the beautiful thing about game. The world will change for you. The game will change for you. Britt, I just called you. No, our lines are down, Britt. I'll try you again, Britt. Turn down your take off your privacy. I'll call you one more time. And if not, Britt, just send me the – if not, Britt, we can't get to you. Just send me what you got, and we can – I'm going to try you one more time. Let me see.
The person you called.
Okay. Well, Britt, yeah, I can't get to you. So just send me what you have, Britt, and I'll just read what you have. Don't worry about calling. I can read what you have. I don't need to have you on the phone to read what you have. So just either send it or not. Well, Russ, I'm not trying. That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm trying. I'm trying not to go over their heads with this. And for those that are listening to what I'm trying to say, is simply all your life you've trusted the voice in your head. Because all your life he's been helping you with 99% of your life. He's been helping you find your keys. He's helped you find your remote controls. He's helped you to walk, to crawl. He's helped you along. But he's saying that this is as far as we go. And because you have trusted him versus yourself, that's why you believe the story of this as far as we can go. What I'm saying is when he says this is as far as we can go in theater number one, that you can go beyond that thought to where he starts to follow you, okay? He starts to follow you, okay? All right, Britt, let me try it. Well, this is the last time, Britt. Don't get you this time. This is the last time. Let's see you, Britt. Yeah, you didn't send me the thing. Hold on, let me try you again. All right, Britt. All right, yeah, you didn't send it to me. You didn't send me
I sent it. You got it?
No, yet. Let me check. No, not yet. I'm swiping. I still haven't got anything. I'm refreshing my email. I haven't got anything yet. Let me see.
Send to that 1053.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Let me check. Let's see here, Bert. Let's see here. Let me try. I don't know why it's not coming up. Let me check my. Hold on a second. Here. Let me check. No, I've not. No, I haven't got it yet. Let me check this. I might be. I know it ain't going to be on spam, but let me check that shit. Oh, it was in the spam folder. It was weird. It's in the spam folder. Yeah, that was pretty fucking weird. Oh my God, there's so many of these motherfuckers.
I know it's a lot. I know.
All right, so let me go to the top. I hit you up because you've been on my. Wait. She's telling you this shit. Hold on,
Britt. Yeah. She's telling me that shit. Yeah.
All right, so damn, Britt, there's more to this. All right, she said I hit you up because you've been on my mind for I guess you mean a damn long time now. I don't even know what that means.
It's slang. There's a lot of slang in his teeth.
Right. I hear you. I have too much fucking pride to text you first, but I need to say this, so fuck it. I don't know if texting you is a good decision, but I don't know what else to do. So I just want to say I miss you like you're my dog. FR, is that for real?
Is that for real?
Okay. I'm old, so excuse me. All right. Like I fuck with.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting good with it. Almost getting good at this shit.
Yeah, got it.
I fuck with you for real, and you don't have to text me after. Now, wait a second. Okay. Have you been using any of my products on this woman?
I haven't. This is
just straight you looking at motherfucker mugging me, right? Okay. So that's what I have to say, and that's how I've been feeling, okay? What about me has been on your mind? That's the only thing that you've got from what I said. That's all you want to know about. Oh, well, see, now she's taking the pin. Okay. All right, Britt, this is the thing. It's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When she's telling you her feelings, she's feeling at this point that you're being selfish and you're not you don't, I'm not saying validate what she was saying, but she's opening up to you because she wants you to discuss what she's talking about, because it sounds like she doesn't talk like this. She's finally opening up to you. But you're saying, but what you're saying is, okay, what's been on my mind? So when she said that, that's when she started, I not say turn off, but that's when I think it took a left turn. Okay, I don't know. Wait, I don't know. Hit me up. Wait, HMN, hit me up, right?
Yeah.
That's why I said it. All right, I said it because this is what I meant. No disrespect. She said, okay.
Wait, at the bottom now.
Oh, wait, I'm just reading. Okay, I'm going to order. Okay, I'm looking at the, okay, there's a, I'm just, Jesus. Maybe I'm off in my order. Because I'm looking at, okay, I'm looking at the order, and then she's asking, is that the only thing you got from what I've said, and that's still what you want to know, right? And then you talk about the, then I got the honesty thing. That's not it? And then it hit me up.
Yeah, you skipped like two.
Yeah, I'm looking wait, you say, nah, just tell me? Right there from that point? Okay, nah, just tell me. Nothing in particular, just wanted to talk to you a little bit, but I don't know if you wanted to talk to me. What do you mean? Wait, what you been on? What do you mean, what you been on? What does that mean?
Like what you been up to?
Okay. Well, here again. Why did it take so long for you to respond? Okay. All right, see that? You left me on open on Snap, I guess. Like what you've been, oh, man, dude, you're killing me. Wait a second, let me get this straight. Are you trying to get with this woman? Wait, what are you trying to do with this woman?
Listen. We were basically already fucking and talking, but she, like, we stopped talking for a while. So that whole paragraph she just sent me was for the first time we talked in a while. She just hit me up out of nowhere because she stopped texting me. So she's basically trying to get back at me, basically, in it.
Right. Well, okay, but you're not leading at this point.
Okay.
See, what I'm saying is, okay, when a woman reaches out, because as two lesbians, we're one and the same. So when a woman reaches out to me, she reaches out because her pride. See, okay, remember, a lot of these women that we licking and fucking, they have pride because on their side, they have so many motherfuckers that's trying to get at them, but yet they want us. See what I'm saying? They want us. So the pride is I know that I can choose any of these guys to the left of me, but I don't want those motherfuckers. I want you. So I'm going to suck up. Oh my God, why is this shit spinning fast? I don't know why it's spinning fast, but I'm going to suck up my pride. I'm going to suck up my pride. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to crawl my ass back to you. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to crawl my ass back to you. And by crawling my ass back to you, let me turn that shit off. And by crawling my ass back to you.
Oh, so I fucked up.
Well, you fuck. Okay.
Can I call her?
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is you call her. We got, oh, wait, you going to call her live? You want me to tell you what to say?
But listen, I want to hear what you
got to
say, though.
Well, first, yeah, I say, hey, what's up, sexy? I was just thinking about your message that you sent. And you know what? This is what I want to do. I don't want to text you or any of this stuff. Why don't you come by my place? You pick the time, of course, so we can discuss this one-on-one. Yeah, and that's how you got to talk to her. You see what I'm saying? Because what you did was your – when a woman crawls back, her pride is already damaged.
Yeah.
But what you did was you're saying, fuck what you're saying. I'm just going to know you'll keep doing what I want to do. What you should have done is you should have not validated what she was saying, but take what she's saying and talk about what she's saying like you're listening to her. So remember, it's the little things. Sometimes women just want you to listen. Not try to fix it, but listen. But you didn't listen because you didn't even talk about what she was saying. You were talking about what you wanted to say, which is, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's a bad thing right now when somebody's opening up to you who's having the hardest time. Because if you look at what she said, Let's go back to what she's saying. Let's look at what she's saying.
No,
it's cool. We got you. We can clean this up. I tell you, call her. We got this. See, listen to what she's saying. I hit you up because you're on my mind for a long time. Okay, women say that to me, too. We got this, what we got in common, right? But the difference is that this is hard. Listen, this is the hardest thing for a woman to say because she has so many options. She's used to the guys doing... See, she's used to doing what you're doing to her to other people. See, she's used to guys opening up to her and saying, whatever, I want to hear that shit. But she's coming to you like the guys come at her or the women come at her. She don't give a fuck, right?
Yeah.
So she's talking to you that when she said, listen, what it means is I have too much fucking pride to text you first. See that? But yet she's pushing her pride aside. Because she's looking at a bigger picture. That's why she's crawling back to you. Here's the second part. Now, then she questions, well, I don't know if texting you is a good decision, but I don't know what else to do or what to say I miss you, right? Mm-hmm. That's her saying, look, you know, look, that's her holding this big-ass white flag. She's waving the white flag. She's like, you got me. You win. You got this pussy. This pussy is yours. But your problem is that she's expressing her feelings to you, and you're just ignoring the fact that she's willing to push her pride aside and even question herself and still doing it, but you didn't recognize her and what she's saying. Because that's why she said that's the only thing you've got to say from what I said. That's all you want to talk about. See, that's the problem. But here's the thing. This is how we can fix it. You call her and say the reason I asked you that question was because, yes, that was on my mind. But the thing that we need to discuss, this message, is something I don't want to talk about through a text message. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to clean this shit up for you. So your ass is saved because you can say, look, I'm saying all this stuff now, but the conversation we need to have is one we'll have when you come over to my place. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but make it to where I go over her crib.
Either way, if you want to go to her crib, either way. But you won't be fucking that night. But I'm just saying right, you won't be fucking that night. But what I'm saying is that make sure you let her know this is no disrespect to you. I understand what you were saying, but that conversation has to be a face-to-face one. That way you say face. Because she's feeling some kind of way. Because I expressed my feelings to you, but yet you're just totally ignoring and blowing me the fuck off. So just let her know that, listen, I said what I was saying, and I meant that, right? But conversation that you had is not one for a message. Here you go, ready? This would be disrespectful to you if I were to answer this. Because a conversation like this should not be had through words. Because the problem with words that you can use, and you can mark what I'm saying, is that perception. Because I could say something, and you're going to perceive it the wrong way. You remember, she's going to perceive your words through her internal filter, right? Versus seeing the words that come out of your mouth when you're face-to-face with her. Two different types of seeing, right?
Yeah.
So you that's how you clean it up. That's the only way you clean it up. Tell her that, look, say what I said. I can't discuss this over a text. This is something that we got to talk face-to-face. Let me know when you're free. I'll come over there and we'll chop it up. I mean, you're going to be fucking, of course, but yeah, so.
Yeah,
but don't ignore her, man. don't ignore her. Don't ignore her, but and don't validate her. Don't ignore her and don't validate her, okay?
All right.
Okay?
All
right, bet. All right, so go do your thing and let us know what happens, okay?
All right, I'm about to call her right now. I'll let y'all know.
Oh, okay, yeah, call and just send a message. Let us know, okay?
All right.
We'll holler at you later, B. Respect. All right, B. Thank you for the call. All right, let's get to this other email we got real quick. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. All right, let's see this shit right here. Stiff, just wait. Let me read this shit. Where is the first one? All right, I can just start. I'm just going to read this. You said start something you can't finish. LOL. Wait a second. Maybe I need to go back. I hope these are in order. Talk about the oral sex. Just so we're clear. I'm trying to catch up, see if we... All right, you gave me three messages, man. I'm going to read... Okay, I see the order. Okay, so it starts at 268. All right, 9268. And then it goes to 69 and 70. So I go to, okay, I'm going, okay, you're saying starting something you can't finish, LOL. You know what this color does to me. She said, she says, don't worry, nothing. Wait, matter of fact, let me just show y'all guys. Fuck this. Let me download them. Let me download them so we can go to do this thing together. He deleted all the names and shit so I can show y'all. See where you're fucked up at. The Man Mindset, I'm the Dean. Class in session. All right, Mike, let's see what you got. Let's see here. Last one. All right, so we're going to post these joints up. All right, Mike, okay, here we go. All right, so... all right, let's see what Mike did. Let me find a spot where I can put these messages up. All right, Mike, here we go. So it's 68, 69, and 70. All right, Mike, we're about to post these up. 68. I'm going in the order that you swiped them, okay? So I got 9268 right here. So let's look at this real quick. If y'all can read that, I'm going to go with y'all as well. So what he's saying to her, okay, you're saying start something that you can't. She's saying, don't worry, nothing will ever start until I know this is what I deserve. She says, what are you doing? Having a heart-to-heart with my cousin. She said, oh, the one you live with, the one in Detroit, she needs something. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right there. So 269, okay, I'm just showing y'all, that's 268. 269 right here, guys. We're reading along with me. Read along with me. Deserve, unless we're talking about handcuffs and whips, a certain thing that must be earned. I don't know. It ain't about to do. I ain't about to do no crazy shit unless I'm in a real relationship, and we're still not. What do you mean by crazy stuff? I just so I'm clear. She said anything crazy, mean anything sexual, anything, kissing, touching, oral sex. I'm trying to understand what you're saying. And then she says at 270 right here. Don't worry, guys. I'm kind of slow. I'm catching up with y'all. 270. All right. 270 says, all right, she said anything crazy. You mean anything sexual? All right, anything, kissing, touching, oral sex. I'm trying to understand what you're saying. She says, nothing. This just ain't for me. You want to stop talking? Honestly, maybe yes. Okay, best of luck. Things the same. Yep, you have my number for when you change your mind. Hardly ever do, but thanks. Man, dude, let's talk. Let's talk. The reason why you surface dwellers lose with women because y'all don't know how to communicate and talk to a woman. And you are willing to throw something away because of your foolish ass pride, yet guiding her to what it is you wanted her to do. If you learn game, which you don't have, you would have, I don't understand why you guys make everything about fucking. If you just wouldn't have made it about fucking, you would have been fucking because you could have told her that, yes, I am sexually attracted to you, but I am not here. I can't give you a relationship. I can't give you a relationship. But what you're doing is you're trying to force her to say, to give up the pussy. And that's why you lose. And then you get this little kitty cat argument with her because you're not getting your fucking way. And instead of got, I mean, look, let me go back to what you were saying here. You were saying, let me get back to this shit. Okay, she said, I'm not going to do any crazy shit unless I'm in a real relationship. And we're not. That's the truth. And then you're like, what do you mean by crazy stuff? Just so I'm clear. She said anything crazy. You mean anything sexual? She said anything. She ain't fucking you. But this is where you go wrong. See, if you had game, you could have, see, you're too busy talking at her versus to her. And the problem is that the problem is that your fuck game is really bad. Because if your fuck game was good, okay, let me help y'all. P game. I run into a lot of women all the time that say, you know what? They can even say, you know what? I watch your shows. I see what you say to the guys, and I'm not that kind of girl. I know you got somebody, and I'm just not that kind of girl. And I don't believe in having sex with somebody that I'm not in a relationship with. And I believe, and this is decades, dog. Same fucking song. I don't want to be a notch on someone's bedpost. I don't want to just be one thing of many women and all this other stuff, right? And all you had to do, like I do, is say, I understand. I'm cool with it. Look. I'm not here to rush you or force you to change your mind. I just want to let you know, if we're talking, I'm not your friend. I'm not your friend. But I know we're going to end up fucking. I know we are. And the reason why I know we are, because all I'm going to do is sit back and let the cards fold itself. Everything is going to unfold itself. So your problem is with this woman, you haven't said anything up to show her why she should fuck you. You're trying to force the peg into the square hole versus allowing the woman to shape the square peg to fit the hole. You're pushing the pendulum of sex. She's telling, listen. Just because she doesn't want a relationship with you and not fuck you doesn't mean that she can find her own loophole to fuck you and still maintain her morality and morals and shit like that. They will fuck you. But the problem is that you're making her, the judgment you're placing on her, you're saying you're a fucking slut. You're a whore. And you don't even realize you're saying that. You're saying to her that you're a fucking whore. You're dirt under my shoe and I just want to fuck you, throw you away, and move on. And, that, and again, you're not saying that, but you're saying that. Let's go back to the messages you got. You're saying that. When you're saying that, when she says meaning anything sexual, anything, you like kissing, touching, oral, sex, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. You know what the fuck she's saying. She said, nothing. This just ain't for me. Now she's getting defensive. You're saying you want to stop talking? Like, what the fuck is that? Of course she's going to stop. You're making her feel like garbage. You want to know why they fuck motherfuckers like us? Because I'm not going to beg you for something you want to give me eventually. Why am I going to beg you for pussy? You're going to give it to me eventually. I'm not going to beg you for that shit, but I'm not going to have an attitude like that. So you want to stop talking? Of course she's going to say that. Honestly, maybe yes. And then you reinforce your fucking feminine like a what? Best of luck. And then she's saying thanks the same. And then you're saying, well, you have my number when you chase. She, what? How is she going to change her mind? How is she going to change her mind, Mike, when you are showing her desperate, needy, and creepy versus laid back and smooth? You ain't going to give me the pussy. That's cool, baby girl. That's cool. Next day. Say how you just chiseled away at that shit. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Well, can we talk for a second? I just want to talk about last night. Nah, hey. Baby, we don't have to talk about last night. You already told me what you feel, and what you feel is what you feel. And listen, ready? What I like, what I find even sexier about you is that you were able to express what you feel. And because of that, I understand where you're coming from, and you don't have to worry. I'm not here to make you do anything you don't want to do. See how that right there begins the process of finding loopholes. Because I'm not mad because she's, listen. See, when a woman does that to you and you're cool about it, it finally kind of throws her off because that's what she's expecting you to do, what you did. But if you were cool about it, now at that point, what she's thinking is, did he move on already? Why is he so cool about it? Why is he so nonchalant about it? Let me check my phone. Did he call me? Did he send me a message? Damn, he ain't talked to me today. What is he doing? Damn, he ain't talked. Damn, it's been 2 hours, no messages yet. Call a girlfriend up or a guy friend. He hasn't called me. I want to no, girl, don't do it. Hold the line, girl. Don't call him. Don't show him your weakness. But I really like this guy. What is he doing? Is he doing with somebody else? See, Mike, you don't understand. If you would just chill with this shit, you could have got her to bring the pussy to you on a silver platter. You could have, no, Mike, you can't clean it up because you've already, look, Mike, here's the problem. If I give you the answer, it's going to be worse for you. Let me tell you why. You set yourself up to be thirsty, needy, desperate, and disrespectful in her eyes. That you see her as a whore, a slut, and dirt under your shoe. If I give you the answer, the perception from over here is that you're just saying whatever you got to say to try to fuck me. And it's why we always try to tell you, don't be fucking around, right? See, she knows that how you view her. You view her like a piece of trash. And if you say anything smooth right now, it's because all you're trying to do is fuck me, which is going to make her hold the line even that much more. Because you gonna think, what, you think I'm a dumb bitch? I know you think I'm a whore and a slut, but I'm not a dumb bitch, and I'm not going to fall for that shit. Where you went wrong, Mike, you should have been like, all right, cool, it's no problem. It's no problem. Look, I know you want a relationship. Listen to me. Let me tell you something, baby. Listen, I love your ass. I love your body. I love your curves. I love all that stuff, but right now I'm just not ready for a relationship. But I would love to spend some time with you and chill with you and see where it takes us. But I'm not expecting anything. But one thing I don't want to do is waste your time or my time. That would have been cool. Because at that point, you will have the high ground. Because you're not, see, I'm not trying to make her feel like trash. I'm still making her feel sexy. Show you, Mike. Mike, let me see. Let me show y'all, Mike. Hold on, Mike. Mike, all I'm doing right here is simply this, Mike. Ooh, not that. Mike, all I'm doing is drawing the design and knowing eventually I will be able to put this whole thing in the window and she's going to bite that shit. She's expecting me to do exactly what you did. And the fact I didn't do what you did is the fact why she's wondering why the fuck, number one, I didn't do what I did, and why you so easily and nonchalant could move on after what I told you. Why aren't you being like everybody else? I mean, I've read this script a million times. I know how this goes. You try to fuck me, I don't fuck you, you get mad, you get in your feelings, then you say goodbye, I say goodbye, then you say some sidebar shit, I'm like, I'm good. This is what I know. But what I don't know is the motherfucker over here saying it's cool, no rum. I'm not looking for a relationship. I get what you're saying. And you know what? I'm not here to change your mind. The last thing I want to do is change your mind. I don't want to change your mind. I want you to fuck me because you want to fuck me, not because you have to fuck me. That's the difference, Mike, and that's where you went wrong. That's where you went wrong because you made it about fucking to somebody that is driven by emotions, then fucking. You missed the whole point. She would have fucked you had you showed her that she's not dirt under your fucking shoe. Guys, I keep telling y'all about the judgments. Every time you sit around to push sex with a woman, and all you're doing is pushing sex with a woman that already has her standard, she ain't going to fuck you. But she'll fuck you when you not respect. I didn't say respect. I'm not going to say, well, I respect your boundaries. I didn't say that shit. I'm saying that I understand where you're coming from. And you don't have to worry. I'm not here to get you to do anything you don't want to do. Okay? Mike, listen to me. Whatever you do at this point is null and void because she's already got it set in her head that you the kind of motherfucker would say anything you can just to get some pussy. And that's the problem because you're that guy. See, Mike, here's where you fucked up. If you knew she was a cool chick, you could have just said to her like I told you before, you know what? I am sexually attracted to you. I do want to get at you, but you know what? I know you're looking for a relationship. And you know what? I'm not trying to rush this shit. It's cool. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But you leave it there. What changes her mind is the shit you do to position yourself to get her to rethink things with you. Sending her the land, sea, and air, the voice messages and the videos I keep showing y'all surface dwellers. Give her a reason to press play. Give her a reason to press when she's not feeling good and all this. Give her a reason by setting up your crib, wine above your bed, the colored lights, the fucking nude pictures on the wall, everything I'm showing you for free. You could have used all that shit in the way you communicate with her to flip her because she's realizing that you don't play by the average rules of the average fucking guy who can't get his fucking way. And once you realize he can't get his way, they always get mad and want to pack up and just leave because all they want to do is fuck. But I keep telling you, I'm not here to show you how to fuck a woman. I'm showing you how to get them to want to fuck you. Well, if you would have just would have learned game instead of opening your mouth, you could have got that package. You could have got that for $40. You could have got that 6 text message. I would have cleaned this shit up. You would have been fucking. You want to know why? Because I wouldn't make her feel like a whore and a slut. I would bring out the whore and slut in her, but I'm not going to make her feel like one. Because all you did was make it about sex. That's all you did was make it about fucking. And then the worst part is when you didn't get your way, you were pouting. So now we can't take a little whiny powder over here, then all of a sudden make it like, well, hey, girl, what's up? Nah, you don't pout there. You hold the line. Hey, I get it. And I'm telling you, hey, look, many of them said that. Hey, I'm not that kind of girl. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not forcing you to do that. But then all of a sudden it comes to, well, hey, I was just wondering, is everything okay? And I was, I'm like, yeah, what's going on? Well, you just, I don't know, you're not talking to me anymore. Is that you're mad or is something wrong? Are you upset because I didn't want to sleep with you? Oh, no, no. Absolutely not. By no means am I mad. As I said before, I respect what you're saying, Grady. It's just at the end of the day, the one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to waste your time or my time. Well, what do you mean? Well, again, I told you that I'm interested in you. You're not interested in me, and I respect your boundaries. So I know what you're looking for. Now, I can't give you what you're looking for, but I know what I can give you. But we already discussed that that's what you don't want. So with that being said, I have no problem. I mean, find what you find. Find your happiness. But why do you think I want to push her towards the average guy? Because the average guy is going to be the slingshot to bring her ass back to you because the average guy acts like you act. All they want is pussy, and they're going to cry, and you guess what? Out of all, she leaves me and talks to a fucking 15, 20, 30 guys, and they all got one thing in common, Mike. They act like you. So who's going to sling her shot her ass back to me? Because then she's going to start thinking, well, damn. Steve didn't ever talk to me that. Like, I remember I told Steve, you know, that I wasn't one that sexy. He didn't get mad at me. He didn't pout. He didn't get angry. He was cool. Then something begins to click. Experience. Because the guy that has experience with women is not tripping on the sex shit. What's important, just like with a Brit, it's like y'all miss what people are saying to you. You like bypass it. You bypass it. Right, but what I'm saying is that the problem is that one exchange actually told her that you were just doing all this shit just to fuck her. Listen, here's the problem that's going to fuck you up. It's not even what you are right now. It's what you were before, because now she's feeling stupid. Because I actually thought this guy was interested in me. But all this guy wanted to do was fuck me. So everything he was doing before was about fuck me. And that's how their mind works. They process information. And they're processing that you fucked up. So I will, I'll do a show tomorrow. I got a show with Angry Man around 3 East. I'll do a show tomorrow about paying attention. The more you pay attention, the faster you can get pussy. Why paying attention gets you pussy faster, something like that. Because Britt did it and you did it. Y'all are missing the mark. We'll do that show tomorrow night. We'll do a show like that tomorrow. We'll kick that show off tomorrow, okay, guys? We'll talk about that tomorrow. But, Mike, the problem is I wish I could help you, but in helping you, I'm doing more harm because she's already processed that all you wanted to do was fuck, and all she was a whore. And look, the worst thing is you judged her. You judged her, and you guys have got to stop judging women. You've got to stop asking for fucking pussy. Or, in Britt's case, ignoring what's in front of you. Let me see this shit. A1, last thing. You can't. Hold on, Mike. A1. You did the one fuck up that a man should never do. Don't go ever tell no fucking woman you miss her. That's a bitch move. That's feminine. The woman's supposed to miss you. And if Mike did it right, she would be missing him. You can't tell a woman you miss her, man. That's feminine. Hey, yeah, I was just thinking about you. I mean, man, fuck out of here. You fucked up too. You fucked up, A1. Tell a bitch you miss, man. What's wrong with y'all, man? Mike, what part of anything you say now? All right, Mike, listen to me. I'll say this real quick. Let's look at it. Is before, let's go A, B, C. This simple. A, B, C. A, B, C. Before, excuse me, during and after. All right, let's look at it. Before, during, and after real quick. Before, she thought you were a honest, stand-up guy. But now she sees you for what the fuck you are. Thirsty, needy, creepy guy. She's going to go back to her past and say, all that shit he was doing was just to, so he can fuck me. What a fucking, what a dumbass. I actually thought he cared about me or was interested in me, right? So then anything you say in the future, based off of what she sees in the present, in the past, she ain't fucking with you because what you're saying now is going to be trying to get in her fucking pants. If you say you're sorry because you're trying to get in her pants. If you change your stand, you're trying to get in her pants. You set everything up, man. You did it, man. And let me tell you something, ZTV, your problem is that the only reason you should be getting flowers is to sprinkle on the bed when you're fucking. And if you're on your third date, you're the sucker. If you're on the third date, you're the mark. The flowers you should be getting, or the petals, the bag of petals, should be the things that are sprinkled on the bed for when she's sucking your dick and fucking you. But if you're on the third date, you're the mark. You're the mark. Because if you're asking this question, you're a mark. Don't give me that shit. I wouldn't. You wouldn't be asking that question, motherfucker. Don't be giving me that bullshit. See, motherfuckers won't be. Motherfuckers will never ask questions if they ain't doing. Dude, I'm not boo-boo the fucking fool. You asking this shit for yourself, motherfucker. Don't give me that I wouldn't. Because if you wouldn't, why the fuck are you asking the question, goddammit? Fuck are you talking about? You're the mark. You're the mark. Asking me that silly-ass question. Then try to back down and act like that's not you doing that silly shit, motherfucker. Come on, stop that shit. Damn, boo-boo the fool. Fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, guys, we will discuss this tomorrow. We do a show with Angry Man, and then we will discuss it. We'll do a show tomorrow. Y'all got to stop trying to manipulate women for sex, man. Dog, let me tell you why you're digging yourself in a deeper hole with me. Now, watch this, guys. I'm going to tell you how bad this man is. And if I was you, I would cancel the date. If I was you, I'd cancel the date. Y'all ready for this, guys? Let me show you the magic of the mind and how cold we are over here. He said we're on the first date, and somebody told him, right? But if you're on the first date, then why the fuck are you talking about two dates that you haven't even been on? Why are you talking about giving flowers to a bitch you just going on the first? See what I'm saying, guys? Your weak, okay, let me show how weak your thinking is. Your surface-dwelling ass is thinking about the third date, even though you're on the first date. So you ask your loser friend who should be correcting you, because if I was your friend, I would end our friendship off of that fucking question you're asking me, but you got a loser friend. But you're going on the first date asking the motherfucker about a third date and if you should bring flowers, you fucking loser. Why would you ask about a third date and you haven't even completed your first fucking date and more or less ask a loser about flowers? I can't make this up. He said it. He said it. You're on the first date and yet you're thinking about giving her flowers and you ask your loser friend about what you should do. And your loser friend told you not to bring flowers and shit. You haven't even got to the second date yet. See, if you had a real friend, if I was your real friend, you know the conversation we'd be having? Yeah, I'm looking forward to my date, but shit, we probably going to go back to my house and she going to give me that pussy. Or after our date, I know she going to be ready to fuck. And yeah, I'm probably going to smash in like sometime this week. But listen to you. Hey, can you tell me? Let me think ahead because I think I can get three dates out of this girl. I think I can feed her three times. And do I bring flowers? Well, yeah, sure. That's what winners do. You bring her flowers. Or mom, what do you think? Yes, buy her flowers. He's right. Man, shut your ass up, you motherfucker. You lying motherfucker. You lying motherfucker. Shut your lying ass up, man. It's a man's friend. You can't say that bullshit over here. Then you'll get away with that shit. Thirsty ass motherfucker. Listen to that shit. Shit, you're third for only a first date, motherfucker, man. Stop that shit. Last question I'm answering before I go. What are you talking about on your first date? Me. Me. Oh, I forgot. Me. That's it. I don't know. What else is to talk about? Because when y'all stop using the word go on dates and start having the woman accompany you to where you're going, y'all just don't believe in yourselves. But yeah, we'll do something on that. We'll do something on that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I'll figure out a title, but yeah, we'll cover that. We'll cover that tomorrow evening, but we'll have a show with Angry Man tomorrow. Okay. All right. So I will definitely do that. But guys, always remember, hey, all my dogs out there, there's gotta be a sense of urgency with y'all. The only way y'all could do that is remember the graveyard. Remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. And y'all will prosper as men when you make it more about yourselves. Okay, gentlemen. So guys, we will see you guys tomorrow. We're going to do two shows, one with Angry Man at 3 o'clock. Then we'll kick off a show tomorrow. Probably we'll move the time back to 8 o'clock, then 7. We'll move up an hour or something, maybe do it like that. See how it goes. Just testing out the times right now. See if we want to move it up to 8 versus 7. So we want to just make sure that happens. So just bear with me. We're trying to figure that out, okay? So anyway, guys, y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Leave your name and number. Get at me, guys. Two shows tomorrow. Make sure y'all subscribe. We got two shows tomorrow, man. Join us, and we will discuss the shit we're talking about today later on tonight, okay? So fuck with your boy. Yeah.
Just like that, man mindset. just like that, man mindset. Have a good night, the show was over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now we're dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you...